Rabbani Perek Achev, the Mishnah says that Achev Bachleir is Chayv Chavisha Dvarim Nezek Tzar Ripui Sheves in Boshes. And Boshes is a different kind of a din. Boshes Ad Sheyehe Miskavein. That's the Mishnah Pei Vova Mebeis. You don't have to be Miskavein Levayesh as long as Miskavein Lachbol Bachaveiro. So you Chayv Boshes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Suma ein la boshes. What does mean suma ein la boshes? So the Gemara says, "V'chein hoy Rabbi Yehuda potcha mikol onshem Shabbat Torah." The Gemara says that there were three different versions of Rabbi Yehuda by suma pei rogan pei. The first version was that boshes is an einish, like nisa, like malchus, like golus. So suma is a la bar boshes. He has such a new din over here. Pei zayinam and aleph. Eved ain't laboshes. What do you mean eved by suma ain't laboshes? Rabbi Yehuda, what does it mean? Suma should be eshes potter. A suma is a la baronshin, so he can't give any onshin. Here he has a new din. The nezek tzari plisheves. If you chayvul bebek nayin yishal chaveiro, chayvul bebek nayin shalo ainem shalom klum. There's nothing to pay. Mashkan ev kan rabbi. Chayvul bebek nayin shal chaveiro chayim chamisha dvarim. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayv boshes. Why? That's what the Gemara asks. My time with Rabbi Yehuda on the top of Peches and Manalf on the fourth line. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that if you're Mavayish and Evik Naini, you're not Chayv? So the Gemara says because it holds that Evik Naini is not included in Ochid. Ki Natsu Anoshim Yachvo. Ishvi Ochiv. And an Ebed is not called Ochiv. Why not Mishi Eshlachvo? Yatsu Ebed She'ein Loi Achvo. How do you understand Ein Lo Achva? So we went through yesterday, Rashi has the two pshatim. One pshat Ein Lo Achva, he can't marry a Jewish girl. What's Taka the Yisr? That a Yisraelis is not permitted to marry an Avik Naini, or Yisrael is not permitted to marry. Can't. There's no Tvisis Kiddushin to live. Yisraelis is not permitted to live with an Avik Naini, and Yisrael is not permitted to live with a Shivchak Naini. So is that a Nisa Deraisa? Or is that a Nisa Derabbanan? It's a strange Rambam. The Rambam writes that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. We have a Pasuk. Let's see, Kadesh B'mineisa Sovani HaKadosh B'mineisa. What's a Kadosh? What's a Kadesha? So Unkelis translates, let's see a Kadesha that a Shivcha Knainis is not allowed. No. A Jewish girl is not permitted to marry an Evik Knaini, not permitted to live with an Evik Knaini. Because she'll live with Evik Knaini, ain't Kiddushin Tofsin. So that's she's considered a Kadesha. Leah Kaddish B'mineisa means if a Jewish man lives with a Shivcha Knainis, because it's impossible to have Tvisis Kiddushin, so the one who lives with a Shivcha Knainis is called a Kaddish. That's how Unkelus translates. So the Pasha Pshat Unkelus is giving Pasha Pshat and the Chumash, that's an Issa Daraisa. I'll be Pashtus like that. this is an Issa Daraisa. Why? Because there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. Because it's impossible to have Tvisis Kiddushin. What if it is possible to have Tvisis Kiddushin? Let's say, Pana Habo Alapnuya. What's over there? That's an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbana. So the Gemara says that David was Geyser al Yichud Pnuya. David HaMelech made the Gzer. The Issa of Yichud Deraisa, the Gemara says, only applies to Arayas. But if the girl is a Pnuyo, so that was not included in the Issa Deraisa. Till the days of David HaMelech, he made Gzeira. After the incident with Amnon and Thomas, he made Gzeira on Yichud Pnuyo. What do you mean Yichud Pnuyo? Yichud Pnuyo is an Issa Derabbana. But what about Bias Pnuyo? Bias Pnuyo is also just an Issa Derabbana. So Rashi writes in Brochas that the Issa Bias Pnuyo is Midirabbana that's included in Yichud Pnuyo. How could it be that that's only the Rabbanon? Isn't that Pshat in the Pasuk? Lo'yeh Kodesh B'mnei Yisrael, lo'yeh Kodesh B'mnei Yisrael. That Israelis is not allowed to live with an Evik Naini because there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. You see, whenever there's no Tvisis Kiddushin, there's an Issa Daraisa. Why does Rashi write in Brochus that Lovo Ala Pnuya, Bias Pnuya, is only an Issa Rabbanon? It's included in Gzeiras, Dovin HaMelech with Yichud Pnuya. Apparently, Rashi holds you have to distinguish between Panuya and Panuya, where it's possible to have Tvisis Kiddushin. They could have had Tvisis Kiddushin. They didn't bother to, so that's only an Issa Derabbanan, Rashi holds. But by Shivcha Knainis and an Evik Naini, where it's impossible to have Tvisis Kiddushin, so then Rashi holds that that's an Issa Deraisa. Lisi Yekadesha goes to the Israelis is living with an Evik Naini, where it's impossible to have Tvisis Kiddushin, that's going to be an Issa Deraisa. That's how it seems in Rashi. The Rambam seems to hold everything backwards. Everything backwards. The Rambam writes that Pani Habal Apnuya is loike. It's an Issa Derais. Pani Habal Apnuya is an Issa Derais. Yichud Pnuya was David Gosa. Yichud. But Dias Pnuya is an Issa Derais. Then the Rambam writes that Lovo ala Israel is living with an Evaknaini or a Yisrael living with a Shivcha Knaini. That's not an Issa Derais. That's only an Issa Derabal. I, but the Targum Unkelus and the Pasik, that's a Guzman. Targum Unkelus put in an Issa Derabonim. The Rama writes, "Val Yehid Oven Zeh Kalbi and Echo." You shouldn't make light of this iser of Shivcha Knainis and Evik Knaini. Shari Unkelus Agir Tirgim Unkelus writes in his Targum, he put in an Issa Derabonim into the Pasik, even though it's not really true. It's a strange comment on Targum Unkelus that he smuggled in something that's a really asmachta. So according to the Rambam, everything is fakir. What's fakir? Upon a habal up near, they could have had tfisik kiddushin. They didn't bother to. So that's an isa deraisa. If they couldn't have had tfisik kiddushin, so that's only an isa derabon. What did you want them to do? There's no isa. They're Jewish. The shivcha knainis is observing the same mitzvahs as a Yisraelis. Lo lo meisha chayvim mitzvahs kiisha. Evik knaini is half Jewish. Okay, half Jewish is enough. The Rambam holds half Jewish is enough. According to the Rambam, there's no Issa Deraisa by Shivcha Knainis and Evik Knaini. Very strange. What is to do with all the Gemaras here? The first Pshat and Rashi in this Gemara is Eved Ein Lo Achva. Why is that Eved Ein Lo Achva? That is Eved Ein Lo Achva Im Yisrael. Shein Abo Bekol. He's not permitted to marry a Jewish person. So the Pashto says that the Gemara means an Issa Deraisa. A lot of Gemaras like that. So maybe the Rambam will learn the second shot. Fine. What was the second shot? And imagine, Lishnachrina, Eved Ein Lo Achva, Eved Ein Lo Yachas. Eved Knaini is Mutabim, Mutabibito, Mutabachoso, yeah. So we pointed out that second shot, that's also questionable. That Gemara that says Eved Mutabim, Mutabibito, doesn't mean that Eved Ein Lo Yachas at all. Not only they don't have Yachas of Mishpacha, they don't even have Yachas of Sher Basar. And Mamish Mutabim or Mutabibito, the simple reading of the Gemara, the simple Pshat. Or no, Mutabim or Mutabibito means he started off as an Ochri and he was Nizgayer, but instead of becoming a Ger Legamre, he was Nizgar the Shem Evik Naini. Why did he do such a thing? Is a question. Either someone owned him, a Jew owned him, and he said, I don't allow you to be Megar the Shem Yisrael Gomer. I insist you should only be Mizgar the Shem Evik Naini. So he can't. He doesn't have the right to be Mizgar the Gamri. Well, let's say an Ochri on his own. He wants to volunteer. He wants to become an Evik Naini. He sells himself to a Jew. He likes to become. He's not prepared to become a Yisrael Gomer to have to go to shul every morning. The Dama Shachar is so early in the morning and Talis and Tefillin and all the mitzvahs to do the mitzvahs like a woman that he can do. So he volunteers. He wants to on his own. He wants to sell himself as an Evik Naini to become a Kedushas Evik Naini. Fine. So he's Megar Lushem Evik Naini. So in such a case, you say Gershon, this guy could cut Shinola Dummy. He's not related to anybody from before. Not only do you apply Gershon, this guy cut Shinola Dummy to a Nochri, who becomes a Yisrael Gomer, Ger Gomer, even a Nochri, Shinizgar Lachatzani, he only becomes an Evik Naini, he only becomes a Shivcha Knainis. You also say could cut Shinola Dummy, not related to anybody else. So if a normal Nochri, Shinizgar, is also his mother in this guy, his sister is in this guy, his daughter is in this guy. So we wouldn't let him marry his mother, his sister, his daughter. The Gemara has two different sugyas that have two different considerations. Why we don't allow it? One sugya says because they shouldn't think that becoming a Jew makes life easier for them. Kozma, they were not Jews. They were not permitted to live with their mother, their sister, and their daughter. Now that then is Gayer, so now everything is easier. So becoming a Jew makes everything easier. Why does it become easier? We understand why. Because Kut and Shinola Dama is not related. It's not called the sister anymore. Biologically, it's the sister. But Al Pidin, it's not a sister anymore. So Kadesh Al Yomru, Mishumar Isayim, whatever. Kadesh Al Yomru, Bonim, Kadesh Al Hamur, Kadesh Al Kalo. So the Chacham said he's not allowed to marry the sister. Then the other Sugya has a different consideration. Keheicha Dela Leisa Dechlufa Di Yisrael. If you'll allow the Nochri to marry his sister, the Ger is going to marry his sister. So the Jews will think, this rabbi is an Orthodox rabbi, he allows me to marry my sister. So he'll think he's allowed to marry his sister also. Whatever. So the Gemara has different reasons. So these Gzeiras, the Rabbanon, that the Gershon is Geir, Although minat Torah katan shenal adami, but the rabban we don't permit it to marry his sister, his mother, etc. So they were never going to these days by an Eber Knaini. That's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Eber Knaini muta bima muta bebita. Not that an Eber ain't no yachas at all, an Eber doesn't have yachas to share basa. No, he is related to his sister, his mother, and his daughter. But if he became an Eber Knaini, you apply gerush and the katan shenal adami. So that's not that an Eber ain't no yachas. Kotten Shanel Adami is a different story. So that's it's questionable. The both pshatim that Rashi gives are questionable. The first pshat that he says that the Eved is also bebas Yisrael, ein lo yachva im Yisrael, shein abo b'kohol. That's the question whether that's an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. The Rambam is problematic. The Rambam is against Kama v'Kama Gemara.
How does the Rambam learn that Gemara by Eved Mutter?
Forgot. You got to take a look. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is one of the missing Gemaras here. Someone stole the Gemara. Yeah, okay. You got to take a look. Chelek Dalet is missing, so you got to take a look. I forgot. The Minchas Chinuch points out that that's a machlokes is the Rambam. Look at that. Okay. That topic is a machlokes is Rashi and the Rambam. That Gemara is Nun Ches on the base. The Sugya Ben Noach is Nun Ches. Nun Ches on base. Amar Rab Chis, the Eved Muta Bima Muta Bebit, Yotz Mechlal Akum, Olachal Yisrael Loi Bo. What does it mean? Rashi, Muta Bima Muta Bebit, Kol Shkem Mishar Arayi Shal Kuri, Yotz Mechlal Kusi, Pok Yishem Nochir Minei, Kol Yisrael Loi Bo, Dilig Zabe Alei Mishim Shem Yom Abonim Kedusha Ramor Kedusha Kala. So Rashi learns that it goes on, Gershen is Gark Kekot Nishan Aladam. He says, you don't make the gzeira, shemayam, abadam, kdusha, hamod, kdusha, kala. Rashi learns that an Eved does that. Yeah, this Rashi, the second one can't be Rashi speaking. What they put into the margin on the side, mzeh shamati, maybe shamati, maybe Rashi heard it from his rabbeim, and he himself doesn't agree. Because the Rashi here in Sanhedrin says, the only time the Eved is mutabim and mutabibito is if he became an Eved Knaini, so kot nishanol adami. And the Menchas Chinuch points out that the Rambam learns the other pshat. Good. So that's how the Gemara starts off. Rav Yehuda holds that Eved ein lo boshes hamavai shes ha'eved knayni shel acherim chayev bekulam, and he pays everything to the Adon. Rav Yehuda omer ein lavadim boshes, boshes he don't pay, agzeres hakosu shem. Boshes he don't pay, it's agzeres hakosu. What's the agzeres hakosu? Ki natzu anoshim yachdim ish biyachiv. So that's the parsha of boshes. The katzosas kappa means you pay boshes. So the Buddha darish is mishi yesh loach v'yotze eved shein loach. Freg di gemara v'rabbonon, the chachamim in the Mishnah hold that eved yesh lo boshes. What did they do? But it says ochiv. So the answer is they hold it. Whenever it says ochiv, it does mean yesh lo achva ochiv hu b'mitzvahs. Anyone who's chayv mitzvah, even though he's not chayv mitzvahs fully, he's only chayv mitzvahs kisho, still, self kosov is chayv mitzvahs, he's called ochiv. Beg the Markasha Ella Meyato, the Rabbi Yudah, if Rabbi Yudah holds that Eved is not called Achiv. So what happens if someone testified that an Eved is Chayv Misa, and then they turned out to be Eidim Zavimim? So the Eved did not see some Markasha Zamam Lasos Li Achiv. So you should say that since Eved Knaini is not Achiv, according to Rabbi Yudah Shita, so the Eidim Zavimim who wanted to kill the Eved Knaini shouldn't be Chayv and Einish. Ela meyato the Rabbi Yudah zemem meyaved v'lo yarog d'chsev asisim lakazam lasid liyachiv, and it's not achiv. According to Rachamim, it's nicha achiv hu b'mitzvus. But according to Rabbi Yudah, that achiv means mishiyesh lo achva, whatever that means. So it shouldn't be a din of kashazam. And for the Gemara, no. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheis Amar Krav, biyato rami kebecha mikol makom. What does it mean biyato rami kebecha mikol makom? When it comes to darshaning psukim, the midrash haTorah nidreshes behem are sometimes different in different areas of halacha. Let's say in Kochin, the Gemara says you have to have Shina Lawakos of Liyake. So Tosis writes, Shina Lawakos of Liyake means if you have a pasuk in Chumash that you have to bizarre the dam of Achatas four times, so that's assumed that it's only Lachatkhilu. How much do you need Likuva? Nothing. Nothing. So the Gemara says, no, you have to learn it from Pesukim, how many Zrikas on Liyake Bidiyad. Whenever it says anything by Kochim, So Tosis claims like that, that it's a special din only in Kachem. The Chazanish disagrees. He holds that it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kulam. Others disagree also. But Tosis writes in the beginning of his Rachum that that's only a Kalal and Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespem in the area of Kachem. You need Shina Lakos Liyakim. Well, the Gemara has a big sugi in the beginning of Ezam B'Koyman. It goes on and on and on for our four dafim. That the Kachim Ein Lameid B'Lomim Ben Alomid. If I learned that if the Pasuk has a din by A, and there's a pasuk that says that B has the same din as A, and then there's another pasuk that says that C has the same din as B, it can't carry over the din from B to C that was only learned out from A. And call it Tarku the Lameid Lomid Min Alomid. If you have a drasha that the din in A applies to B, I can extend it from B to C if you have a hekesh between B and C. But if it's kachim, the area of kachim, ain't lemeid m'lamim and alon. So you see from the Gemara, even if you leave out the tesis by Shino Lakos Liyaga, you see from the sugyas that ain't lemeid m'lamim and alon, the kachim is different. So the same is true regarding Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. When it comes to Yisuri Avodah Zarah, we always darshan l'chumra. If it's a toss up, whether to darshan l'kula or l'chumra, whether the Avodah Zarah is asabano or something, so the Gemara always darshan l'kula. And the same thing is regarding Derech Klal, the same thing is regarding Din in Nefashis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, V'hitzilu ho'eda is a Klal, not only in the way the Bezdin functions, it should always be Mahapach, the schus of the Nidon, but the Skype Nisan, that V'hitzilu ho'eda is a principle in Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hespem. They should always darshan the Psukim whenever there's a Tosa. Whenever there's no other way, there's only one way to darshan the pasuk. Lachumi is chay misa. Prafal, you got to give him an einish misa. But if it's a toss up, and you only have a slight, you have a slight netias hadas lachumi, you're not the one who's darshaning, the tanu is making the drasha, is not fully convinced that it should be lahachmer. So then you have a klal, the hitzilu edi, darshan always lakulis. So here the Gemara says, of yatara mikibecha, and that parsha. Even though you're talking about Eidim Zemimim getting Misa, they're trying to administer Einish Misa to the Eved. So you're talking about Din in the Fashas. So with respect to Din in the Fashas, usually a Darshan Lehokel. So you should really say Lehokel over the Eved. Asisim Lekazam Lassus Lehokel. Maybe even the Chachamim should say that there's no ownership of Kasha Zamam. Gemara only has Alibi the Rabbuda. There should be no ownership of Kasha Zamam. If they were testifying against the Nebuchadnezzar, because Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa holds that the Yachid means Nishiesh La'achim. According to the Chachamim, the Gemara doesn't ask any question. Because the Chachamim hold that Yachid means Yachid B'mitzvahs, Nebuchadnezzar is Yachid B'mitzvahs. But Bamas, they could have asked the question over here, that based on the Hitzilu Hu'eda, the Gemara doesn't ask, but they could have asked, based on the Klav Hitzilu Hu'eda, you always have a tendency to be lenient when you dash in the Pesukim with respect to Din in the Farshas. So the Gemara could have asked a good question. I feel like the Rabbanan the Rabbi Yudin, who usually say that the word Achiv means Achiv b'mitzvah, Sevek Nani would be included, but he should darshan the Hakam say that Sevek Nani is not included in order to get the Edom off the hook that they shouldn't be Chayiv Nisan. So the Gemara asked the question: Can it be that that's the din? The Gemara is going to Rabbi Yudin. Can it be that that's the din? The Gemara says no, because here there's in this parsha of Edom Zaymimim it says of Yatarami Kebecha, and the same parsha it says. So that means mikol makom. Means in this parsha you have to darshan l'chumer that you do give einish misa.
It's not l'hafdil according to Rabbanan.
The Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say kasha zamam lasis la'achiv? Achiv means mishesh la'achva, like he always says in Kol HaTorah Kulam. The Gemara says no. Over here he holds that the word achiv means achiv b'mitzvah because it says v'yatar amikabel. So they could have said the same question according to Rachacham to Rabbi Yehuda. This is a toss up. What does the word achiv mean? Does it mean achiv b'mitzvah? Does it mean achiv nisheish la'achva? So the Rabbana normally hold achiv b'mitzvahs. So if you're mazim the Edom who wanted to give einish misa to the Evik 90 based on their sheet and Kol HaTorah Kulo, he should get an einish misa. But when it comes to einish misa, we usually darshan l'hakel, unless you're absolutely fully convinced l'achmer. But here the Gemara says it's not so mukhrach. It's a toss up. It's a toss-up whether the word achim means achim b'mitzvah, so achim sheesh la'achva. So they could have asked the same question according to the Chacham and the Rabbi Yehuda. Even though usually achim means achim b'mitzvah, but here, because the hitzil hu'eda, we should say la'hakel. And the Gemara knows that that's ridiculous. The Gemara knows. So the Gemara says, no, here it's, in this parsha it says, u'v'yatar amikibecha. Then this is a yotze min haklal, mikol makom. Here you go, l'chumer. Even Rabbi Yehuda goes to l'chumer here. Frag the Gemara, you have the parsha minu hamelech. Some tosim alach melech mikere vachecha, tosim alach melech mikere vachecha. And the Mishnah says in Saito that a Nebuchadnezzar may not be appointed as the melech. So why can you not appoint an Nebuchadnezzar as Elamiyata, the Rabbanu, the Eviyeh Kosha Lamalchus? Why does the Mishnah say in Soita that an Nebuchadnezzar is possible to serve as a Melech? According to the Chachamim, that Ochi means Ochi b'mitzvahs, the care of Achecha is good. And for the Gemara, v'li taimech, tikshiloch ger, the divri hako. A ger is yesh lo achva. A ger is allowed to marry a basos, yesh lo achva. And he has yechus also, has yachas to everybody. He's just Gersh and his guy cut, and Shanal Dom is not related to his previous relatives. But from now on, he starts a new life. He's going to have a whole children, grandchildren. He's going to have Achva. So, with the time, Echtikshalo Ger Adibi Hakko. What's the answer? Omakram Mikarav Achecha. Doesn't only mean Achecha to the exclusion of a Nochri. Mikarav. Mikarav means Mimuvcha Sheba Achecha. So, just like Yinakov Ger, so too, Yinakov Eviknani. Mimuvcha Sheba Achecha Naksokov. What kind of a Ger is possible for Melech? A Gershon is Gair. What's a Gershon is Gair? Hayrasa v'laydasai shalo b'kdusha. Hayrasa v'laydasai shalo b'kdusha. Is a Gair. Or you have Hayrasa shalo b'kdusha v'laydasai b'kdusha. His mother was not Jewish and the mother converted when she was pregnant with him. So such a Gair, if it's Hayrasa shalo b'kdusha v'laydasai b'kdusha, can you appoint him as a Melech? If you have Hayrasa v'laydasai shalo b'kdusha, and then he converts later on as a ger. What if he was Hayrasa Shalom Bigdusha Velaidasa Bigdusha? Is that called a ger? The mother was Tovel in the mikveh when she was pregnant with the baby. So the mother is a gerist. Would you call the baby a ger also? So Rashi writes a chiddush over here. Even a ger was Hayrasa Velaidasa Bigdusha. So why is he called a ger? I'm a ger. Hayrasa Velaidasa Bigdusha. Why? My mother, my father, they were both Jewish. I knew all of my four grandparents. They were all Jewish. Nobody was a ger. So how did he become a ger? So Hayrasa v'laydasa b'kdusha. How do you call him a ger? So Rashi explains. Why is he called a ger? He's a descendant from a ger. No, how do I know? Maybe 15. I know my four grandparents. I don't know their parents. My great-grandparents I never met. Maybe my great grandparents, maybe somebody over there was a ger. Is it possible to serve as a melech? So, how do you decide who's a ger? So Rashi writes, even loydasa v'hayrasa b'kdusha. It's a funny expression. Usually we say the expression farker. First you become pregnant, then you give birth. So we usually say keder chateva, hayrasa v'loydasa, either b'kdusha, or hayrasa shlo b'kdusha loydasa b'kdusha. Usually say the opposite way. So Rashi writes backwards. Even like Dasav Hayras Bigdusha, why is he a ger? I feel the Rabbi Yehuda Yeshlo Achva Upasul. Yeah, Yeshlo Achva, that's for sure. Hayrasa Dasav Bigdusha. He has brothers, he has children. Of course. Why is he Pasul Amalchus? Why is he a ger? I feel the Shoita Ba'alma. Rashi throws in, he's proving that he's Pasul Amalchus from a Gemara. The Gemara learns that in Yavamas, Dapnam Hey, Rashi quotes. I feel the Shoita Ba'alma. The Gemara says, on the pasuk, Soim Tosim Alach Melch Mikera Vachecha Tosim Alach Melch. So why does it say Soim Tosim? Why does it have a Kevel Oshin? So we darshan the Shainis Kvulim. So the Gemara says, Kol Nesim is B'mashma. Not only is the pasuk telling you that to appoint a Melch Hini Mikera Vachecha Mimuvcha Shevachecha, that you can't appoint a Ger, you can't appoint an Eviknaini, even a Shaiter Ba'alma, even to be a policeman. A policeman is a minoy over the people in his community. Afilu the shoyt, that's quoting a Gemara. Afilu the shoyt to be alma based on same tasim kol mesim is b'mashma. So he says elam kain imam Yisrael. That's the main line. That's a Gemara in Yevam Mistaf Memhei. Afilu the shoyt to be alma chihei imam Yisrael. So Rashi got from that Gemara, even if I was hayros v'leidasa b'kdusha, but my mother wasn't born Jewish. My mother was a Gioris. My mother was not a Gioris. I knew her parents. They were Jewish. But they were not Gerim. But if I was Hayrasa v'leidasa b'kdusha, but my mother was a Gioris, So Rashi says, Imam Yisrael, then you're allowed to appoint them as a shoter. If it's not Imam Yisrael, you're not allowed to. So he's also, even though Harasa Vedas Bidusha, that's a Chiddush. He's also considered a ger, and a ger to this din, Mikarev Achecha Mimufko Sheva Achecha. You learn that from the parsha there of Sain Tosim Allah Melech. You learn out another din also. The Sifrei has a drasha, Melech Veloy Malka. You're not supposed to appoint a woman to serve as the queen over Eretz Yisrael. Once you appoint the husband as the king, so the male, the wife becomes the queen. Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Avraham Avinu's name to Avraham, so he said, Tesorai, now that we change your husband's name, so the male, your name is also changed. But the original change was by once the husband gets smicha, the wife becomes a rebbitzin, automatically. So once the husband becomes a melech, so the male, the wife becomes the malka. But you're not supposed to appoint the woman as the malka, that she should run the government. You should only have a melech. So that's a shayla. What about kol nesimus b'mashma? What about to appoint a woman as the president of the shul? Is that also included in its prohibition? Because Rashi is quoting the Gemara, Afilo shayta b'yamal keinim b'misa. That's about kol nesimus. Even though the pasuk only speaks about minoy hamelech, but the drasha same tosim goes on kol nesimus b'mashma. Afilo shayta b'alma any sorora, any physician of sorora. You apply this din that you have to have mikarev achecha mimufcha shebachecha. So does the drasha of melech v'lay malko also join together with same tosim kol nesimus b'mashma? That you're not allowed to appoint a woman not only to be the malka, but to be the president of a shul of any other position of sorora. So that's a shaila, that's a contemporary shaila. So Rav Soloveitchik thought we should follow the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that it does apply. You can't appoint neither a ger nor a woman to any position of sorora. And Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva where he quotes the Rambam, and he thinks that nobody agrees with the Rambam. He quotes Tosfos in a few places, but Tosfos talks about whether women can serve as members of a bedroom. This is Molokaman, Daf Tezvav and Aleph claims. Eilam Mishpatim Ashatasim Lifneim. So the Gemara says Lifneim Velo Lifnei Hadyoitis. So Lifneim is referring to a Bezn Smuchim. Then it says Lifneihem Hishva Kosav Isha Liish. So Tosfos says on Tezvav and Aleph, if you put the two drushes together, it comes out you can have women rabbis. You can have women as members of the Bezn. So Tosfos has 2 days whether that's so. And Tosfos, they give you all the marmakims there. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas, but the Bezn who's down on a person, that's considered an act of Sarara. The Gemara says that a ger is only dan chaver hager. A ger cannot be dan a Yisrael. Just like a shoter. Rashi quotes here from Yivamus Daf Mehe, just like a shoter ba'alma. A policeman in a neighborhood. So if it's a neighborhood of gerim, so you can have a policeman, a ger, have a Sarara of another ger. But if it's a neighborhood where there are Yisraelim gemurim there, so you can't have even a ger as a shoter ba'alma. A ger dan chaver a ger. Veina dan is a Yisrael. The Bezdin, when they're dan a person, so that's an act of sorora over the person. So how can Tosfos entertain a havamina? What are they making a whole pilpul? Whether a woman can serve as a member of Bezna or not, ishik shere lodun, ishik psula lodun. What is there to discuss? Tosfos is only discussing a woman making a dinter for other women. A woman being dan another woman. No, it sounds like they're talking women being dan men. So why didn't Tosfos raise the issue of sorora? So Moshe says, you see from the Tosfos, all the Balei HaTosfos, quotes other Makaris, it seems that nobody agrees with the Rambam. So that's a Shaila. But by Ger, that's a Gemara, that's what Rashi's quoting. By Ger, the Gemara extends it to Kol Mesimus, Afilo Shaita B'Yalma, Elam Kein Imo Mi'Yisrael. So Rashi points out, even though he's Harasa V'Lei Dasa B'Gdusha, but if his mother's a Geores, then it's no good. What if the mother is a Gioris and the father is a Yisrael? That's a Kal V'Chaymer, that's good. Imam Yisrael is better than Aviv Yisrael is better than Imam Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Yivamis, if it's Imam Yisrael, even though the father is a Ger, but the mother is a Yisraelis, the mother was born Yisraelis, so then the son can be appointed as a Shoter. If it's the mother's Gioris and the father's a Yisrael, the Stachak Kal V'Chaymer, Ovid Mitzvah is better than Imam Yisrael. So that's why Rashi puts in, Rashi throws in a chiddush over here. What did he need it for? We don't know. What did Rashi have to throw in a chiddush for? The Gemara says, Elamayata, Velitai Mechtik Shilor Ger, the Divi Akol. So I would have said, Agir. Agir Shin is Gai. Agir Shin is Gai is not called Mikerav Achecho. That what? According to the Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Rabbanan. The ger is yesh lo yachas, and ger is muta be Yisrael, and the ger is chay the mitzvah. So the ger should be achecha. So the teretz was mikerav achech min mufcha shev achech. I would have said when the Gemara says tik shelo ger goes on a regular ger, a rosh adasim shelo bigdush, and he was in this geir. Rashi puts in over here. It's not really necessary. I don't know what Rashi. The Rashash is more around the Rashi. Rashi puts in a line to add an added chiddush. Even if he himself is not a ger, he was a rosh adasim bigdusha. But his parents are both gerim. His parents are both nizgar. So also you're not allowed to point them as to a position of sorority. It's an added chiddush. What you have to put in a chiddush for? Beis Hamikdash. Tik shelo ger hayrosa leidos b'kedush. The din is that a kohen is not permitted to marry a gioris. So what if you have a ger marries a gioris and they have a child? So the daughter is considered a gioris? A ger marries a gioris, so they have a child. The child is considered a gioris. She's not a gioris. She's not a gioris. The kohen is allowed to marry. The only shot is, what if you have a woman who is hayrosu shalom b'kdusha v'leidosu b'kdusha? So that the kohen is talking not allowed to marry. A girl who is... mother was not Jewish. The mother was pregnant. The mother converted when she was pregnant with this baby. So that is considered a gioris. The kohen is not permitted to marry such a girl. The Rambam writes in such a case, and the Beis Shmuel quotes it l'alocha, if a kohen marries a girl who was hayrosa shelo bikdusha v'leidosa bikdusha, afilu b'dieved takes it. Even if he married her already, Lachar HaMaisa, the Bezin tells him he has to get divorced. There's one case in the Gemara that you're not allowed to marry the girl, but b'dieved, if he married her, the Bezin will not insist that she get divorced. Let's say, yeah, it's a different case. The Gemara in Yevamos has a suffix in this case. Let's say the father is not Jewish and the mother is Jewish. And she has a baby girl. So the girl was hayrosa v'leidosa bikdusha. And the mother is Jewish, right? But the father is a nochri. So the Gemara has a suffix where the kohen is allowed to marry such a girl. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchila he's not allowed to marry such a girl. But the evidim nisus loytetze. But if he'll be harasa, so the Beis Shmuel comments on that sif in Shulchan Aruch. But if the girl would be harasa shalai bigdusha, when it does the bigdusha, that's considered worse. That even the evid is tetze. There was some rabbi in the New York area who told that all the Kohanim from America all knew, when you have a problem, go to that rabbi and he'll fix everything for you. He'll be matir everything for you. So they went to this rabbi, and he used to say like that, that Hayrasa shalai bigdusha v'leidasa bigdusha is not a gioris. When the girl is born, she doesn't have to undergo gioris. So the kohen is permitted to marry the girl. Against the Rambam, he knows better than the Rambam. Against the Rambam, against the Beis Shmuel, the Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch says even b'dieved takes it. The Gemara says if a woman is not Jewish and she's pregnant with twins, and the twins are Hayrasim Shalav Bikdusha, Laidasa Bikdusha, so since they're born Bikdusha, so they're related to each other. Okay. And if she'll have children later, so that's a question. Only these two brothers are related, or even if there'll be children later, they'll also be related through the mother. That's a question in Yerideya. Yeah. So why does that contradict?
Isn't that mashma they're not gerim?
No. But maybe they're gerim, they were born together.
Gerim kafashmul, no.
Maybe the whole past is wiped away and they're brothers because brothers minhaim, because they were born from the same Jewish mother. At the time of Leida, at the time of Leida, the mother with the two children are Jewish, because they all together, all three of them underwent the Geirus when they were, when she was pregnant with them.
Well, do we show them ask a steer between those two mothers?
Why is that a steer?
That this mother is in the Mashiach, that they're not here?
I don't think so. There are two ways to understand that Gemara. The Gemara says that if you have a woman, a non-Jewish woman was pregnant with twins, and then she's mizgair in the middle of the pregnancy, and then they're born later. So the Gemara says they're chayav mishum eishesach beimah, that they're considered brothers. Brothers menhaim and not menav. So there are two ways to understand that Gemara. Why don't you say cut and shenal down to wipe off the pears? So one way to explain it is that the leida alone makes it that they're related to each other, related to the mother. It's enough with leida. So if you say like that, it will come out that if the woman and the girls will have additional children later, the additional children will also be related to these two brothers. They all had a leida from the same mother. But if one will insist not so, then in order to be related to each other, you have to have a kurva from the beginning of the hayrasa, from the beginning of the harayim through the leida, it's not enough. So then it will come out that only these two brothers are related to the mother. Because all three of them, the mother with the two brothers, while they were non-Jews, they were all related to each other, mother with two sons. And then they undergo conversion when she's pregnant, and then they have a leida together. So all three are Jewish now. So there's a kesher between all three of them, b'shas hayroyan. There's a kesher among all the three of them, b'shas leida. So they're all related to each other. But if she'll have children later, so the children later had a hayrasa b'leidasam from a different mother. Because the mother was kikot nishanadol gan. So then it may come out, that's what the Bach in Yerideh, the Shach quotes the Shaila. By the Mulberes, she and his Gairon, she had twins. So they're related to each other. So what if the mother will have additional children after she was converted? Will those additional children also be related to the twin brothers or not? So that's 2 days in Yerideh. 2 days, that's 2 days in the Shaila. That's a shot, but everyone agrees that it is a gerus. That's for sure, it's a gerus. The kohen is forbidden from marrying a gerus. One Tana holds the kohen is only forbidden to marry a gerus in his gairah after the age of 3. So we pass ganatza even if the gerus is in his gairah before the age of 3. So here the Rambam quotes even if the gerus is in his gairah before she was born, the gerus was in his gairah when the mother was pregnant with her. Mother was Muberes and she was Mizgayer, so the vila of the mother is idle for the Uber. That's the Gemara Yivam, is Daf Ayin Ches. The mother's body doesn't constitute a chatzitza for the Uber, even though the Uber doesn't touch the water at all. The Gemara says, Al Pidin, that's not considered a chatzitza. That's natural. The mother's body is naturally surrounding the Uber inside, so that's not considered a chatzitza. So when the mother goes to the tvila and the mikveh for her geirus, so that gerus is good for the Uber as well. But this is a remarkable Rashi. The Rashi throws in a chiddush derech agav. A ger, even if it's a rosa, but like dasa bigdusha, but both of his parents were gerim, so he's not a ger. A rosa, but like dasa bigdusha is not a ger. But the both parents were gerim, so he's not allowed to be appointed, even afilo l'shar to be alma, unless at least imam Yisrael. If it's avim Yisrael, it's a kavachayma. But it's imam Yisrael, that's sufficient. Yeah. Where do you find in din that Ovid Mizrael is better than Imam Yisrael? Do you have any dinim like that? That Ovid Mizrael is better? So the Gemara has in Kiddushin, and the last parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, where the kahal ger mikri kohol, or kahal ger lo yikri kohol. What's the shaila? It says the rapsule kohol lo yava mamzer bekal Hashem. My name is also Bikal Hashem. What do you mean, also Bikal Hashem? They're not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Some mistranslated the pasuk. One Muslim from Yeshiva mistranslated the pasuk. He showed me a workbook that he made for Chumash that people should chaz the parshas Hashavua. So he writes, Leyova, my name is Bikal Hashem. You're not allowed to convert that. I'm Leyova. You're not allowed to convert that. What's Leyova? Mamze Bikal Hashem. You're not allowed to convert a mamze. What do you mean? By going, there is no mamzer. The Leyova mamzer b'kal Hashem is a mam, not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So a man of Leyova b'kal Hashem is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. It doesn't mean not allowed to convert them. You can convert them. They have to marry other gerim. They can't marry a regular Jewish girl. So the Gemara has in the end, the last perek in Kedushin, the fourth perek in Kedushin, the Gemara has a machloikis hatanan. Whether kahal gerim yikri kol, kahal gerim lo yikri kol. Is a ger permitted to marry a mamzeris? Is a ger permitted to marry a moinim ayavi? Means if she's a gioris, if it's a monis, a moavis, she's allowed to marry a Yisrael Gama. The Mishnah says the Yivam is only Amoni v'lay Amonis. Mayavi v'lom Moavia. Rus Moavia was permitted to marry. But if you have an Amoni, a Mayavi, a Zachar, a Gever, a man, who converted from Amon Amon, he's not allowed to marry a Yisraelis. Is he permitted to marry a Gioris? Is a Ger and are a Ger and a Gioris restricted from marrying all the Psu they call? And they say, no, Kahal Gerim lo Yikri Kol. So that's how we pass on the Hakam. A ger is permitted to marry a mamzeris. He's going to have tzaris, though. The children that he's going to have are all going to be mamzer. So they're going to have a problem with the shidduch. So they'll have to invite to marry a ger. Okay, so he's going to perpetuate the problem of the mamzeris. So that's he has to keep in mind. But strictly speaking, the ger is permitted to marry psulei kol. So then the Gemara has an added chiddush. Not only the ger is permitted to marry psulei kol, if you have a ger marries a georis and they have children, for generations later, they're permitted to marry all the psulei kol they want. Because the children are also considered kahal gem. The children are not gerim. The children are harasim and oidasim mikdusha. They're not gerim, but they're called kahal gerim. Because there's nobody there. Both parents were gerim. So this is a shaila. What if you have the father is a Yisrael gomer and the mother is a gioris? A Yisrael gomer marries a gioris. And they have children. Are those children permitted to marry psulei kol? So the answer is no. The father's Yisrael. Father's Jewish, and the children are kahal Hashem. Children are not considered kahal ger. So what if it would be the reverse? What if the father's a ger and the mother's a Yisraelis? The father is a ger and the mother's a Yisraelis. So mishpachas av kriyim mishpacha, mishpachas amenim kriyim mishpacha. So if the Rishonim say that since the father's a ger, all the children are labeled as ger, and they're permitted to marry mamzer. And other Rishonim disagree. The Rambam disagrees. That's a machlokes. Is the Rambam and Rashi. Basically, Rashi himself quotes the both pshat. But everybody considers that a machlokes is the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. So the Rambam says it doesn't make a difference whether the father's the Yisrael or the mother's the Israelis. Even if the father is a ger, and the mother's an Israelis, the children go after the mother then, and they're not permitted to marry psulei kohol. So if you say like the Rambam, you don't gain anything by Ovid Mi'Yisrael, Ovid Ima Mi'Yisrael. If you say like Rashi, you do gain. If it's Ovid Mi'Yisrael, then you say Mishpacha Sav Kuri Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seimene Kuri Mishpacha. So the children are considered Yisraelim Gemurim. So the Gemara says in Yivamas, the Gemara that Rashi quotes says in Yivamas, Daf Mem Hei, even if it's only Imam Yisrael, which accomplishes nothing with respect to the children remain gerim because the father's a ger, the mother's a Yisraelis, so the children are all gerim, kahal gerim. They're all permitted to marry psulei kol. Nonetheless, since it's Imam Yisrael, so it's enough. It's called mikarev achecha. If it would have been Ovid Yisrael, that's kal v'chaima, that's better, because then the children are mamish kahal Hashem. The children are not considered kahal gerim at all. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. Shad is according to the Rambam. Why do you say Afilu Imam Yisrael? What do you gain if it's Imam Yisrael? And if it would have been Ovid Yisrael, same thing. Ovid Yisrael, Imam Yisrael, same thing. The children are not considered Kahal Gerim. Why does the Gemara say Afilu Imam Yisrael in Ovid Ger? Would have been the reverse, that Aviv Ger and Imam Yisrael would have been the children would have this exact same status. If you look at the Rambam, celebrating Yom HaSukkot. When you look in the Rambam quotes a Chumra Midrabanan, that in order to appoint someone as a Melech, even though we darshan from the pasuk son tosim common seemeth b'mashma, that these restrictions mekerav achecha tosim alach amelah osuch lasu lachish nachri shaloi achichohu, can't appoint a nachri, can't appoint an abekdani or a ger. even though the pasuk goes some tosin kamsin is mamashma, all positions of srare, but we have a chumra mid the rabbanan by melech. He cannot appoint. He cannot appoint the person as a melech unless it's avivim or miyisrael. That's a chumra. So it's not that when the gemara says in Yevamos, if to appoint as a shaita bialma, you can only appoint them. Even though he's a rasa v'day dasa b'kedusha, you can only appoint him as a shaita to a position of sarare if you have at least imam Yisrael. So we said, and it's koshkin if you have avim Yisrael. Avim Yisrael, according to the Rambam, doesn't accomplish more than imam Yisrael. According to the Rav Harishonim, avim Yisrael does accomplish more, because mishpacha sav kareem mishpacha, and the children are called kal Hashem, the children are rasa, asurim b'psiliko. But according to the Rambam, imam Yisrael also accomplishes the same thing. If the mother is Israelis, the father is a ger, the children are also considered. He doesn't hold from the mishpacha sabkli mishpacha ben ger to this din. If it's imam Yisrael, also the children will all be called kal Hashem. So what can you have better than imam Yisrael? Avim Yisrael is not better. So the answer is avivi imam Yisrael. That's better. Why is that better? Al pidin is not better, but it looks better. If both parents are Israelim, neither is a ger. So it had nothing to do with gerim at all. So that's a chumra midirabbanon. The Rambam has, but to appoint as a melech, you have to have achihei avivim on Yisrael. You have to have both. So the other rishonim take that. That's a tosefta. That's not nigmar. To appoint as a melech, to appoint as a shaita bialma. Even though we're putting everybody in the same boat in our Torah, because we say same tosim alech a melech, same tosim in the kevul oshem kol mesim is b'mashma. So this parsha about minuyim, the positions of srore, applies to all positions of srara equally. Should apply equally. To exclude noshim and to exclude the avadim knainim and to exclude gerim. But midirabbanan, there's a difference between the srara of malchus and the other sroras. By the srara of malchus, there's a chumet that you need more. You need avivim amiso. That's a tosefta. So the shari shanim learn, not avivim amiso. Shari shanim learn, you need avivim Yisrael. Avivim Yisrael accomplishes that the vlad is going to have a different status. But according to the Rambam, Imam Yisrael already accomplishes that. The Vlad has a different status. So when it says Aviv Imam Yisrael, he learns literally Aviv Imam Yisrael. It doesn't really accomplish any more. The Imam Yisrael already made that this child has a status of Kal Hashem. But yeah, if it's Aviv Imam Yisrael, so Mamash has no Shaykhs with Gerim at all. The Pashtus is that that's a Chumra Midirabbanon. According to the Rambam, you need for Melech, you need Aviv Imam Yisrael. According to the other Rishonim, the Chumra is that you need Aviv as opposed to Imam Yisrael, you need Aviv in Yisrael. Yeah, because the Akum, so the Ran explains why. Right, the Ran explains why. Akum, the Yabarab, Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not Mestiachis to the father at all. So there's no father to speak of, so there's only a mother. So then you say, Mishpacha Seim is Kruya Mishpacha. When there's a Mishpacha Sab and a Mishpacha Seim, the father is granting to the child one status of Yichas. The mother wants to grant another status, so we choose the father. But if it's a Ger, Abba Bas Yisrael, so the child is Mishachas after the father and after the mother. So then we say, Mishpacha Sab, Kareem Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sab, Eina Kareem Mishpacha. So if the father is a Ger, the mother is Israelis, so most of the Rishonim say that the Vladis will be Mutter B'Psuleko. Because you go Basar Mishpacha Sab. So Rashi threw in this Chiddush, Tikshul Ger, even if it would have been Poshim Shara Ger. So Rashi tells you, no, an added Chiddush. The child is Hayrasa Velay Dasa Vigdusha, but both of his parents are Ger. Both of his parents are gerim, then he has a chisaron. So he's called a ger. He's allowed to marry a mamzeris. Alpidin is called he's not a ger. He was hayrosa that does kedusha, but he's called kahal ger. He's kahal ger. So it's not bimuvcha shebachecha. When is he no longer kahal gerim? If you have at least imam Yisrael. If you have avim Yisrael, it's better. But if you have imam Yisrael, it's enough. So Rav Rishonim hold that imam Yisrael accomplishes nothing alpidin as far as the child is concerned. Since the father's a ger, the child is also going to be a ger. But at least it looks better. So Imam Yisrael takes off. That's called Miker Vachecha and Mufcha Shevachecha. And according to the Rambam, no. Imam Yisrael accomplishes Al Pidin. The child is called Kal Hashem. But in order to be a Melech, then you need something better than that. What can be better? Avivim Imam Yisrael. Not Avivim Yisrael. You need Avivim Imam Yisrael.
Because the same get, the same get,
they
marry a
Kohen,
a woman should
not
marry a
Kohen. A Gersh and they have a daughter.
Yeah.
They're allowed to marry a Kohen.
They're allowed to marry a Kohen.
Yeah, there's one Tana holds that not.
Even though it's good
in the
mom's.
Yeah. She's Jewish and she's Hayrasa Laidasa de Gusha. So she's allowed to marry a Kohen? Yeah. Ella meyata fegmar kasha the rabbana the hayavid kasha le edus the tzivi hini et sheker et sheker on the be'ochiv. So according to Rabbi Yudah, the Mishnah says in Shavuos that in Evek 9 is possible edus. That's the assumption, everybody knows. Evek 9 is possible edus. So Shaila, what's the nature of the din that in Evek 9 is possible edus? The Rambam writes that a chatz yevet v'chatz mencharon is also postulated. How did he know? A chatz yevet v'chatz mencharon is postulated. The Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, Rav Chaim has in the Sefer on the Rambam. Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam by an evet shenishtaker, when the evet goes free, so the Gemara says in Yevamos is that it needs a tefillah shniyah. When the goy is converted to become an Evek 9, then he should become Chayv Mitzvah Kisha. Beforehand, yesterday, he was a Nachri Yagoy Gomer. He was not Chayv and more than the Sheva Mitzvah Beninach. Today, he's going to undergo Geris, the Shem Evek 9, he become Chayv Mitzvah Kisha. So that's a Geris Benatar. It needs Mila Tvila like a regular Gera. If it's a woman who's Toiva the Shem Shivcha Knainis, you need a regular Mila. You don't need a Mila, you need a Tvila the Shem Shivcha Knainis. What about after the Yodon frees the Evet Kanaini? So the Gemara talks about a Tvila Shniyah. So is a Tvila Shniyah needed min HaTorah, or is it only needed min HaRabbanan? So David Karlina has a Harifus in his Sefer on the Rambam. He says it depends on the Piskei Halachas on the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. He says it depends whether she's a Shivcha Knainis or an Evet Knainis. Shivcha Knainis is Chayv Mitzvah Kishus, and nothing has changed. So when she's going to become the Shtachar, nothing is going to change. So why should she need a Tvila Shniyah? You only need a geris when you're going to become the Tosef additional mitzvah. But it's an Eved, a male Eved. Now he's only chayv temporarily, calls mine as an Eved Tan, it's only chayv in mitzvah's Keisha. But he's going to have the Shichrur, then you want him to become chayv an additional mitzvah, tzitzis and tefillin, and the shofar and lulav. So then he needs a tefillah shtim and atar. That's his charifas. But leaving out the Rabdol Kalinis, that's how he faremfes all the kashas. Yeah, but leaving out his charifas, the Shaila, why the Rishonim didn't say like him? Okay. They're leaving out the Harifa, so it's assumed that that's a Machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Tefillah Shniyah is needed min HaTorah, because the Rambam writes that the Evet Knaini or the Shivcha Knaini is the same. Even if you all Rav David Karlin is Harifas, the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam writes that in Evet Knaini, Shivcha Knaini have a partial, have a mikzas kedusha sisal. Chlali saw gom aloy bo. So after the shichur is going to take place, the Shivcha Knaini and Evet Knaini want to get a full kedusha sisal. True, it's not going to make a difference. Let's say for the Shivcha Knaini, Kozman she was a shivcha, she was chayv mitzvah kisha. After she's going to become the shtachar, she's going to be chayv mitzvah kisha. Nothing changes. But she wants to change her status. She doesn't want to only remain as a partial kedusha sisal. She wants to have a full kedusha sisal. Let's say an afkamina. Can a woman say a bracha when she shakes a lulav, or when she listens to tkiyah shofar? Can she say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu? So he mentioned, the Rambam says a woman cannot say a bracha. But if the Rambam would have held like Tosfos that a woman could say a bracha, what would the Rambam say by an Evek 9? So the Rambam would say an Evek 9 cannot say a bracha. He can't say Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu, I'm a tilas lulav. L'gam in tilas lulav is a goy gomer. A goy is going to volunteer to shake a lulav. As an enemy to the Yosef, he gets shak, fine. But he can't, not shak, that he should say a bracha kiddushanim and mitzvos of tzivanu. He doesn't have a kiddushis Yisrael with respect to lulav. He doesn't have a kiddushis Yisrael at all. So if an Evek 9, he will want to volunteer a mitzvah. So Tosfos in Gittin Daf Mem writes, that just like in Isha recites the bracha and the mitzvah says the shazman grama, an Evek 9 he also does. That's Tosfos for Shitosom. The Tosfos Shita is that the Tefillah Shniyah is only needed mid the Rabbanim. When the Eved becomes Neshtaka, the Tvila Shni is only needed in the Rabbanah. Because they hold that Eved Knani has a full Kedushas Yisrael. Calls Man is Eved Knani has a full Kedushas Yisrael. So why is he Potter from Mitzvahs? A new din. That Avdus Papas from mitzvah says the shazman grom. But once he has his shichrur, once he gets his shtashich, he no longer has the avdus to pata him. So memele, all along he had a full kedushas yisrael. Full kedushas yisrael should be mechayiv in all the mitzvahs. Regular to be mechayiv in all the mitzvahs. The Tosfos sheet is that the tefillah shniyah is only needed mid rabbah. Hashem came the Rambam sheet is that the tefillah shniyah is needed mid atayra. That calls man the person is a shivcha knayz and evik nayni, the kedushas yisrael is incomplete. And later on, he needed tefillah shniyah mid atayra. Here's a shaila. What's the Mishnah says that evik nayni is possible latest. Our Gemara is going to work on that. How did the Rabbi Yudah know? How did the Rabbanah know? How did we establish that din that the Kanani is postulated? That's going to be our sugya. What is the nature of the psulaitis? So according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, that the Evik Nani has a partial a mixas kedushas Yisrael, but not a full kedushas Yisrael. So the pashtus is that the Nochri is postulated. Anochri is pasulaitis. So the Evik Nayni is a mikzas nochri. He has a partial din of a nochri. So what if he's a chatz yevet v'chatz ben chayre? So the Rambam writes, no, he's pasul. Chatz yevet is still pasulaitis. Shad is what would Tosfos say? According to Tosfos, that the Evik has a full kedushas Yisrael. Like an Isha, full Kedushas Yisrael. The only thing is that the Isha has an exemption, so the Evik Nani has an exemption. So what if it would be a Chatzi Evid v'Chatzi Ben Chore? According to Tosfos, would he still be possible Eidus? The Gemara is going to darshan al-Drasha over here. To establish that din that the Evik Nani is possible Eidus. Is that going to be a Paslus? That's going to be that Abdus Pasels Leidus. So there's a Chatz Yevet v'Chatz Mecharen. The Abdus Pasels. According to the Rambam, the Pashtus is that the Abdus means he has a Mikzas Goyus in him. So Kozman, he has a Mikzas Goyus, so he's Pasel Leidus. Anachri Alpi Pashtus is Pasel Leidus. That's what Tosfos raises the question. Is there such a din? Is there a din that Anachri is Pasel Leidus? Maybe there is no such din. So at the end of the Tosfos, on Pechesam and Aleph, the Heyevet Kosher Leidus. The last five lines in Tosfos, they write, Rashi Pirish Perakamani Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, Gabi Shtar Salam HaKosh HaNochrim, that Nochrim HaKshem Leidus Men HaTorah, Agoy is Kosh HaLeidus. And they say, from our Gemara would appear not so. The Pashtus and Gemara is not so. The Pashtus says that an Evik Nain is Posel Leidus, Mitzad the Din, just like a Nochri is Posel Leidus, Evik Nain is considered a half Nochri. If you hold like that Rashi, that an akum is kosher leidus, you know. So under the chuppah, you can have two non-Jews. You can have two non-Jews sign a get. The Mishnah says that that's no good. It says gitten hoyle makos are no good. All the other shtarim mamon hoyle makos and nachem are good, and gitten hoyle makos and nachem. A get that's signed by two non-Jews is no good. Why does Rashi distinguish only gitten v'kiddushin? Why? Because the Nachri Zainab Taurus gitten v'kiddushin. Whoever is Zainab Taurus is possible Eidus. We have a din in the Gemara. Whoever is Zainab Taurus can't serve as a Shliach. And Eved is Zainab Nasa Shliach, Makabal get Isha. Because Eved is Zainab Taurus gitten v'kiddushin. So Nachri is only going to be possible. So Rashi holds that whoever is Zainab Taurus is not only cannot serve as a Shliach, he's also possible Eidus. How do you know that that's true? That's a Gemara, the Gemara that Rabbi Kivegi quotes over here from Bava Basra. And Dav Kuf Nun Hey Omid Beis. That's what it says in the Gemara, that a cotton is posel leidus in Mekach HaMemka, because the cotton is Zeni B'Torahs Mekach HaMemka. The cotton cannot buy or sell Min HaTorah. So since he's Zeni B'Torahs, he cannot serve as an aid. The Gemara even raises a question: what if the boy is already bar mitzvah, but he's not 20 years old yet? So before the age of 20, there's a din midrabbanan. It's not a din Min HaTorah. Before the age of 20, he cannot sell Limka bin Ichseyavi about Shihei ben Esrim. Let's say he Yarshin, the father dies, and the children are young. So they divide the Yerushi. That's a 15-year-old child. So the child Yarshin's a factory. He's going to sell the whole business, the father's business. So the Gemara says, you don't, with the Rabbanu, we don't permit the child to sell the father's business before the age of 20. Limka bin Ichseyavi. If the child invested money on his own, and the stock market, and he made millions of dollars, and he bought karka. He can sell that karka. That karka, he bought that karka. If he's smart enough to buy karka, so he's smart enough to sell a karka. But if he yarshin the karka from the father, nich limka b'nichsei aviv, the Gemara says limka karka, limka metaltalim. Father died, he leaves svarim, he leaves furniture, he leaves other automobile, he leaves other metaltalim. So the child is bar mitzvah, so he can sell. The mekach is good. But limka karka b'nichsei aviv, achi hei benesh. They made studies now that the certain part of the brain that controls decisions, making decisions, begins to develop by a girl at the age of 12 and by a boy at the age of 13, and it's not fully developed till the age of 20. That's when the person is considered a full badas. That's why the Midrashim say that the Bezna Shalmaila, the Gemara has a Midrashim, Bezna Shalmaila doesn't hold people responsible for averas that they did before the age of 20. The Chacham Tzvi doesn't like that medrash. He says, we don't paskin like that medrash. He says, the Gemara says beferish. Let's say a person doesn't have a person is machal Shabbos b'shegeg. So Dovish has done a karsa, shigigas achatas. So a person machal Shabbos b'shegeg has to bring a karban chatas. What if the person who is machal Shabbos b'shegeg is only 19 years old? He's not yet 20 years old. But of course he's chayv achatas, right after bar mitzvah. A kotn who is machal Shabbos b'shegeg is not chayv achatas. But after bar mitzvah, the Gemara says beferish. Chayv chatas, the Chacham Tzvi fek akasha. Since the Bezen Shalmaila doesn't punish but kares until the age of 20, so you should say that you're not chayv chatas till the age of 20. You're only chayv chatas if it's a dovish has done a kares, then it should go chatas. So he rejects this these midrashim. It's also the other achrayim hold you can't reject these midrashim. It's in the Gemara and every other mesichta says like that. It's not just some medrash somewhere. It's Gemaras all over the place that before the age of 20. The Bezer Shalmaila doesn't punish him. We understand why. They have now in the Goyish courts. They just had a whole article about this in the New York Times magazine section a month ago, I think, that they have legal cases where they argue that before the age of 20, the guy is honest. He had no Mechira Chavshis because he doesn't have the full Mechira Chavshis. That adolescents, before the age of 20, find it harder to control their emotions, to control their desires. They'll steal or they'll cause a hezek, a rape or whatever. They don't have the same degree of chiyuv chavshus as a person after the age of 20. So that is a fact, based on that the development of that part of the brain that controls the chiyuv chavshus. So that's negeir to the bezon shalmaila. It's not negeir to the bezon shalmata. And that's what the Gemara says, Limka b'nichta yavivat shihei ben eshrim. There is such a din like that. That's why the Pasuk says in Chumash that you're not allowed to draft a person into the army before the age of 20. Ben eshrim shana b'malo kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. So Rashi points out on that Pasuk, it's the third Pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, Chumash Bamidbar. It says b'feirish, the Sifrei comments on the Pasuk. You see, you're not supposed to draft people into the Jewish army in Eretz Yisrael before the age of 20. Because they have to have full bechirach options. They have to be older. They wouldn't have such a cockeyed system of hezder if they would not draft before the age of 20. Things would have been a little easier. Now in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to draft such young people. They have enough people. In the Mechemet HaShechur, they had children before Bar Mitzvah who were throwing bombs also. They didn't pater anybody before the age of 20, before the age of 18. They needed everybody. There was hardly anybody living there in Eretz Yisrael. Now they have 5 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They don't need to draft the people from the age of 18. Shaloi Kedin, the whole thing is Shaloi Kedin. So that's a shaila. What's the nature of this psul that an eved is pasulaitis? Is it a paslus? Is it a paslus that avdus pasulus laedis? They say no. He's not kosher laedis until he's going to be a Yisrael. It's not that Abdus passes. Yisraelis is a hechsher. So if it'll be a chatz yeved v'chatz mechor, just like, let's say, an eved, a chatz yeved v'chatz mechorin is chayv in shofar. Why is he chayv? Why don't you say the chatz yeved patas? Chatz yeved doesn't pater. Abdus doesn't pater. Because man is an eved, is not chayv. Once he becomes is a mikzas Yisrael, so the mikzas Yisrael is mechayv. What mitzvah do you have? A chatz yeved v'chatz mechorin? What mitzvah do you have that Abdus Patas, Aliyah LeRegel, the Gemara says, the first daf in the Chagiga. Gemara says, Aliyah LeRegel, it says, Sholosh Pam Moshanei Ro Kol Schurcha Es Pnei Ha'odon Hashem. So Gemara says, Mi She'en Lo Od Nacher, Yotze Evi She'esh Lo Od Nacher. Avdus is a poiter over there. So the Gemara says, Achatz Yeved, Achatz Min Chorin, is potter from Aliyah LeRegel, because Achatz Yavdus is a poiter. But when they get to all the other mitzvahs, Aseisha, Man Gromana, Noshem HaPotter, you don't say that the Avdus is a poiter. You say, And Ebed is not Mechuyev. If he's a Chatzi Yisrael, Chatzi Ben Choron, then that Chatzi is Mechayev him. So what's over here by Psule Yedis? What's the din? So the Rambam writes like that. How does he know? No, we have to find out what's the Mokker. The Rambam writes a din. Chatzi Ebed b'chatzi Mechayev is Psule Yedis. So the Rambam holds that the Chatzi Abdus is a posel. Perhaps he means that the Kozman that is not a Yisrael Gomor. Kozman that is not a Yisrael Gomor. The Rambam holds not like that Rashi. Nobody agrees with Rashi. The Tosis quotes the Rashi from Gittin Daf Yud Aleph and from Rashi Daf Tes. He corrects it. It's not the Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, Gittin Daf Tes, wherever it is. So Rashi sounds like he says that's the Hagoas Ashri there, and Gittin points out that the Rashi seems to say that Nochrim HaKosher Le'edus Badinim Mamun is the Nochrim are only Psulim Le'edus by Gittin Kiddushin because of the Din of Eina B'Toiros. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha there, Kuf Nun Hey, on that Daf. More effect that Kasha. Once you have this Din, that a cut limka b'nechse yom that she hate ben esrin, you can't sell a karka until it's 20 years old because his sekel is not fully mature yet. So the Gemara asks, a cotton should not be able to be kosher la'edus until the age of 20, limka b'karka. He's going to testify that someone sold karka, so we shouldn't accept because he's ene b'toiras. Whoever is ene b'toiras is not kosher la'edus. It's not just that Rashi says. The Gemara says explicitly, whoever is ene b'toiras can't serve as a shaliach. Then Rashi says, whoever is an Abitaris cannot serve as an aid. How do you know there's such a din? Maybe Goyim Apostle Aid is not Goyim Apostle Aid. Who said because an Abitaris? So Rabbi Kivegi's Gemara says, Beferish like that. Gemara says, a cotton is Apostle Aid is because he's an Abitaris Mekach HaMemkar. The Gemara even asked the question that even after his bar mitzvah, till the age of 20, are you ought to declare that he's Apostle Aid is vis a vis Mechiris Karaka? Because Linka Benechse Yavibat Shehei Ben Esrin. So the answer is no. If he would have bought the karka himself, he could have sold the karka before the age of 20. Limka b'nechse yaviv, if the father died and the yorish is only 19, so he can't sell the karka that he got b'yusha from the father till the age of 20. But he can sell karka before the age of 20 if it's karka that he himself bought. He is yeshna b'toiras, mekach or memkar on karka, even before the age of 20. Just limka b'nechse yaviv at shehei ben esra. So that's enough in the Gemara in Baba Basim Kuftan Hey that the din of Eina B'Toiras, the concept of Eina B'Toiras is not only relevant vis-a-vis Shlichas, that's a Gemara in Gittin. Ebed Eina Nasa Shliach for Gittin Gedush, because Eina B'Toiras Gittin Gedush. And this is a Gemara in Baba Basim Kuftan Hey. Whoever is Eina B'Toiras is Pasala Eidus. So Rashi holds that the Akum is only Pasala Eidus by Gittin Gedush, because Eina B'Toiras. By Dinim Amenis, it would be Kosher. Unless he's a balaver, if he violates any one of the seven mitzvahs v'ninoach, so he's posulatus because he's a Russia. If a Jew violates mitzvahs, he's also posulatus. So if a guy is a ganav, if a Jew is a ganav, he's posulatus. If a guy is a ganav, he's also posulatus. But if you have a frumid guy who doesn't violate geneva, doesn't violate the seven mitzvahs v'ninoach, Rashi would hold that he would be kosher la'edus in the case of dinim amenus, because there's no paslos of akum. Yeah, but all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. So the Pashtus and the Gemara is going to be that we're going to darshan from a pasuk that an Eved Kenayni is postulated. Means that Eved Kenayni doesn't have a full, according to the Rambam, Eved Kenayni doesn't have a full din of Kedushas Yisrael. He only has a Miktas Kedushas Yisrael. And he needs a Tvila Shniya Min HaTorah. So Kozman that he has, even a, since an Akum is postulated, so a Miktas Akum is also postulated. So if he's a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chorin, he's still going to be postulated. He's not a full Yisrael yet. Kozman has a Chatzi Avdus, he's not a full Yisrael. Even after he'll be Nishtachra, let's say he won't be even a Chatzi Eved. He'll be Nishtachra Legamri, but he didn't have the Tvila Shniyah. So according to the Rambam, the Tvila Shniyah is needed Min HaTorah. So Mislam is also, he's a Mitzah Sakum, so he's probably going to be Pasulatus according to the Rambam. According to Tosfos has this. Tosfos Shita is that the Eved has a full Kedushas Yisrael. As Tosfos says in Gittin Daf Mem, that the Eved can recite a bracha also on the mitzvah, says the Shazban Grom. A Nachri can't recite a bracha, and Eved says it's true. Asher Kedushana b'mitzvah v'tzivana on Atilas Lulav. Tosfos holds the Eved has a full Kedushas Yisrael. That's why Tosfos the Shittasam is quoted. We don't have the Tosfos. The Nemukhi Yisban Yivamis quotes the Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Tvila Shni is only needed midirabbana, because the Ptur for mitzvah is only because Mani is an Eved. He has a full Kedushas Yisrael. Kozman, he has an avdus, so the avdus patas from Zman Gromis. Once you mishach the avdus, so there's nothing to patter. And a full kedushas is still he always had. And there's no ptur for mitzvah, so why should you need a tefillah shniyah? So according to Tesis, that's the shayla. What's the psul of the Eved? Why is the Eved possible? He can't say because he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. He has a full Kedushas Yisrael. It's not like the Rambam holds. You have to say that Avdus, the shame, Avdus pasels. So Luchari, even a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Melech Aron also. The Avdus should be a posel. The Avdus should be a posel. Anyway, that's what the Gemara is working on over here. The Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah says in Shavuos that an Eved is posselitis. The Gemara wants to know why. So Bishleim, if you all like Rabbi Yudah, that an Eved is not called Ochiv because Ein Lo Achva, an Eved Knaini is Ein Lo Achva, is not called Ochiv. So it says in the Parsha of Haggadah Seydis, the word Ochiv appears. Hine a checker, a checker on a biochiv. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, Ela meyato, if the Rabbana hold that Ochiv means Ochiv b'mitzvahs, Rabbi Yudah holds Ochiv means Mishayesh la'achva, so Shechapa nafkemina, is an Evik 90 kosher la'edus anad. How can it be? The Mishnah says Evik 90 is kosher la'edus. That's the kasha. Ela meyato, if the Rabbana hold Ochiv b'mitzvahs is called Ochiv, the Rabbana, you have a kosher la'edus, the Svein a checker, a checker on a biochiv, in order to be kosher la'edus. The Gemara is telling us that's the drosha of Rabbi Yudah. Bishleimer, the Gemara should have written like this. Bishleimer, the Rabbi Yudah, we know why an Evik 90. The Mishnah says in Shulas that an Evik 90 is postulated. So Bishleimer, like Rabbi Yudah, an Evik 90 is postulated because not Achiv, ain't lo Achva. But according to the Rabbanon, that Achiv just means Achiv in Mitzvahs, and Evik 90 should be postulated. And the Din is not so. The Mishnah says Evik 90 is postulated. And for the Gemara, Marula, Edis, Lemotz, and Samrit, it cannot be. What's the Gemara want to make? An Evik 90 should be postulated, which Edis? Kosher for which Eidus? Evikana should be kosher for Eidus Gitme Kiddushin? No, he's Eidus B'Toiras. However, Eidus B'Toiras is not good. Evikana should be kosher Eidus by Dini Mominus, because he's Yeshna B'Toiras. Evikana can make Mekah HaMemka. So the Gemara says, let an Evikana be kosher Eidus, according to the Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, Omaru Eidus, Lamotz, and Samad, that's out of the question. Asi Eidus, B'Kavachayim, and Misha. We don't need a drosha from Ochiv. You don't need a drasha from Achiv to pass an Evik 90 from serving as an Eidus. I have a Kalvachayma from Isha. What's the Kalvachayma going to be? An Isha is not Mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs. An Isha is not Mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs. A certain mitzvah she's Pater from. So since the Isha doesn't have all the mitzvahs, an Isha is Pasal Eidus, that we know. How do you know an Isha is Pasal Eidus? Because it says, V'yom d'shnei ha'noshim. Anoshim v'loi noshim. We just say V'yom d'shnei ha'noshim asher lahem hariv lefnei Hashem. The pshutu shal mikra is V'yom d'shnei ha'noshim goes on the Balei Dinim. So the Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara darshan, V'yom d'shnei ha'noshim, you don't always have two Balei Dinim. Sometimes you can have many Balei Dinim. I told over this story, the old people from the shul came to the Din Torah. They had 100 Balei Dinim. 100 Balei Dinim on this side, and one Balei Dinim on the other side. They wanted to fire the chazan. So the chazan was one side. Then 100 Balei Batim from the shul came. So how come it says V'yam d'shnehu anashim? Why is it only two? The Gemara says now V'yam d'shnehu anashim elu ha'edim asher lahem hariv elu baladinim lefnei Hashem elu hadayonim, that the baladinim and the yedim have to be bamida and the presence of the bezna have to be v'yishim. So the Gemara darshan's the pasuk pshuto shel mikra V'yam d'shnehu anashim asher lahem hariv goes in the baladinim. The Gemara darshan's the pasuk V'yam d'shnehu anashim, that part, that phrase goes on edim elu edim, that you need a minimum of two edim. Asher lahem hariv refers to the Balei Dinim. So it means V'yam d'shnei ha'anoshim va'asher lahem hariv. That's not the pshuto shel mikra. The two different phrases refers to two different. V'yam d'shnei ha'anoshim elu ha'edim va'asher lahem hariv elu Balei Dinim lefnei Hashem elu hadayonim. That they have to be bamida. So since it says V'yam d'shnei ha'anoshim elu ha'edim, means we darshan anoshim v'loy noshim. The noshim apostolatis. The Gemara also says there in Bava Basra, Rabbi Kabega says, Anoshim v'lo k'tanim. Our Gemara is going to quote it. Anoshim v'lo k'tanim. That k'tanim apsulim leidus. Yeah. So we already have two reasons why the k'tanim apostolatis. The Gemara says, V'yom d'shnei ha'noshim, anoshim v'lo k'tanim. Then you have that k'tanim arena b'toiras. Then Rashi gives a third time over here, a k'tanim apostolatis, because eidushi atiochel ha'zima. Because a cotton is a la baronshi. So you already have three reasons why a cotton is postulated. Then the Rishonim add on, there's a fourth reason, because a cotton is a la bardas. How can you rely on anything the cotton says? Even a cotton shehigdil. And now he's a bardas, but since at the time of Riyas Amais he's a la bardas, how can you rely on anything that he says? So that's the question that the Rabbi Kivegeri asks, and the Rashash picks up on. Why do you need four reasons? The pasal a katan leidus. You need four reasons to say that a katan is pasal leidus. You have anoshim v'loy ktanim, like anoshim v'loy noshim, anoshim v'loy ktanim. Then you have the Gemara has in Kufnan Hey two drushes. That's one, anoshim v'loy ktanim. The Gemara has a second reason, because it's eina b'toyres, a katan is eina b'toyres mekach memkar. Then you have Rashi on Ardaf gives a third reason, because it's Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima, because Ketanim Alab B'nei Onshim Ninu. Then you have the fourth reason that a Ketan is Alab Bardas. So Bikivega explains over here that the reason of Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima is only good on the level of their eyes. Once the Chachamim canceled the need for Rishav HaKira, the Rabbanon, they canceled the need for Rishav HaKira. So the Mele, Eidim, by definition, if they're not going to say the Zman HaMakam, so it's always Eidim Shiyat Yochel Azim. So he quotes the Zman Chayesh HaMishpat, says like that. Once the Chachamim canceled the need for Drisha V'Chakiris, and Mimele, they had to cancel the need for Eidim Shiyat Yochel Azim. The Shach had 2 days, and the Shach had 2 ways to read the Rambam. The Rambam writes in, where is it, in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Ritzech, Eidim Shiyat Yochel Azim is possible by Eidim Nefashis. Mashman Eidim Maman is, it would be good. So the Shach had 2 pshatim, is that the Rama meant to say what Rabbi Kivegi quotes from the Sma, that with the Rabbanon we accept, we have to accept the Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima. Once they canceled the need for Drisha V'Chakira, say, Behechreach, you have to say, that Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima is good. They didn't give this man a machah. But did the Rama mean to say that on the level of the Raisa, you only require Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima and the Foshas. Mamanus you don't need. So the Shach had the 2 pshat. Rabbi Kivegi is taking the Sma, that is with the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Kivegi says, the reason, one of the 4 reasons that Rashi gave was Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima, said that's only good on the level of their Isa. But once they made a din with the Rabbanim that you don't need Zman HaMokam, you don't need Drisha V'Chakir by Dinim Amenes, so Mimele you don't need Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima, so that reason of Rashi falls off, so you got to have another reason. But the question still is, so why do you need another 3 reasons? Why do you need another 3 reasons? Yeah. We happen to hold la halacha that karav apostle nimtzach medeidim karav apostle doesn't apply to a katan. That's the Nesivis quotes from the Tumim and the Simin Achayish Mishpat that nimtzach medeidim karav apostle. If 3 witnesses came to Bezdin to testify, they all gave Agadah Seidus. Then Bezdin realizes that one of them is not even bar mitzvah yet. So we wouldn't throw out the Agadah Seidus of the other 2. We wouldn't say nimtzach medeidim karav apostle leidus kulam etel. We wouldn't throw it out. Because a cotton is not considered a pasale, the cotton doesn't have a shame aid at all. That's what the Nesivis says, he quotes from Tumim. You have Cherish, Oetub, Cotton, Ebed, Isha, Akum, all 6 are Eina, Betoris, Eidus at all. Don't have a shame aid at all. Yeah, so that's the best pasuk. So which pasuk is that? That's because of the pasuk. That's not because of Allah Bardas, Anisha. Anisha, Ebed, Akum, Der, B'nei Das. It's not because La B'nei Das. Why do we say that it doesn't have a shame made at all? Because Anoshim Pratle Noshim, we understand Anoshim. Anoshim Pratle Noshim and Anoshim Pratle Ktanim. That's why. Yeah, but Eber Akum Isha, Akum is based on a different person. It's not based on that person. That should be the best psul. Anyway. It's a question. Why do you need? What's the nafkamina by having 4 reasons why the cotton is postulated? But that's what it is. We have 4 reasons to postulate the cotton. Each reason includes more people. Okay. So Nachmal said, the Gemara says, you're going to tell me that the issue as to whether an Evet Knein is postulated or not, Machlech is a beauty in the Rabbanah. That can't be. It's a Mishnah and Shavuos that an Evet Knein is postulated. Gemara says, no. Evet Knein is nothing to discuss. That's going to be a Kavachimer from Isha. We know that Isha is possible because it says, V'yam d'shnei ha-noshim ha-noshim, pratli noshim, noshim up. And we darshan v'yam d'shnei ha-noshim, elu ha-edim, shelo ha-mariv, elu ha-baledinim, lifnei Hashem, elu ha-dayonim. That's the Gemara's drashan, shvu is daflamid. So since it says, V'yam d'shnei ha-noshim ha-noshim, pratli Isha, and then we're going to have a kalvachayma. The madach Isha doesn't have certain mitzvahs. So because she's missing certain mitzvahs, that passels her, le-edus, a devikneini, was missing also mitzvahs, it's a kavachayma that he should be. What's going to be the kavachayma? Let's see. Ma Asi Eidus B'Kavachayim Amisha. My Isha She Ruy Lava B'Kol. She's permitted to marry a Jewish person. Nonetheless, P'sul Leidus. Why? Because she's missing certain mitzvahs. Eved Sheni Ruy Lava B'Kol. And in Dishmas Leidus, because he's missing certain mitzvahs. Frag the Gemara. Maybe it depends on Bris Mila. My Isha She Kenan Ruy Lamila. Tam Eved Sheni Ruy Lamila. Maybe the Isha is more puzzled than the Eved. How can you make a Kavachayim? Maybe the reason why the Isha is Psula La'edah is because she doesn't have a mitzvah milah. But an Eved Kleini does have a mitzvah milah, maybe he's Kosher La'edah. So the Gemara says, no, Katni Achiyah. There's no such svara. A Katni Yeshnam Milah, you are Mal the Katni. The Katni is Yeshnam and Mitzvah Milah, and he's still Psula La'edah. It can't be that that is the criterion that determines whether one is Kosher La'edah or not, is the mitzvah milah. That's not correct. Maybe the reason why the Katni is Psula La'edah, because he doesn't have any mitzvahs.
He doesn't have
not mechuyev in the mitzvah mila. Mitzvah mila is performed on his body, right? But he doesn't have a chiyuv to perform any mitzvahs. So the Gemara says maybe the reason why the cotton is pasul eidus is because ain't have mitzvahs. He doesn't have any mitzvahs. Tam mevshu mitzvahs. The Eved has a lot of mitzvahs. Maybe that's the criterion. Whoever has mitzvahs is kasher eidus. Whoever doesn't have any mitzvahs at all is pasul eidus. The Gemara says no, isha tachiyah. The Isha has loads of mitzvahs. Isha has many mitzvahs. And she's still Pasul Eidus. And the answer is, Isha Tachiach, she has the mitzvah Pasul Eidus. V'chaza Hadin. What's V'chaza Hadin? Lo Rizeh Ki Rizeh, Lo Rizeh Ki Rizeh. The Mila that the cotton has, that Yeshna Mimila, that can't be the criterion that determines whether one is Kosher Eidus. V'haraya, V'haraya, that what? An Isha, what's the raya that that's not the criterion? What am I saying? That, again, you cannot say that Mila is the criterion that determines whether one is kosher, because the cotton has Mila, a cotton has Mila, and he's still postulated. You cannot say that the criterion to determine whether one is postulatus is if you have any chiyuv mitzvahs. The katan has no chiyuv mitzvahs at all. So you cannot say that that's the criterion, because an isha has loads of mitzvahs, she has ruba de ruba of the mitzvahs, and she's still postulatus. So that's what it means. Lo re'izeh ki re'izeh. The isha and the katan are both postulatus in the same pasuk. Yom neshneho anoshim, anoshim aloi noshim, anoshim aloi ktanim. We darshan two drushes from the same phrase. So the mila that one has, or the chisaron that one has, but the chisaron, the isha has a chisaron that what, that she doesn't have shaychus with the mitzvah mila. Mitzvah mila is not performed on her body, and isha is not mechuyev to be mal at all. Isha doesn't have a chiyuv to be mal her eved kenani either. That's what it sounds like. Isha doesn't have a chiyuv to be mal her child, her son. Only the father has the chiyuv. And Isha doesn't have an obligation to be Mala Rebbe Knaini. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Isha has no shaykhs with the mitzvah of Mila.
Why don't we say that the Gemara was our Sadisha command of Mila Dhamma? We say that she can perform Mila
Dhamma. Yeah. He said, command of Mila Dhamma means she's not called an Ariel. She's not called an Ariel. Command of Mila Dhamma means she has no shaykhs at all, and therefore she's not called an Ariel. I think that's what it means. The Gemara has two opinions there. Why can a Nochri, the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, that a Nochri cannot be a Moil. If a Nochri does a Bris Mila, a non-Jewish doctor performs a Bris Mila, so we pass from the Shulchan Aruch, you have to repeat it. You have to do Atafas Dambris. The Rambam says you don't have to. The Rambam holds that B'dieved, you leave it the way it is. There's nothing you can do. But we don't pass like that Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, we pass if the Bris was done by a non-Jewish surgeon, you have to do it over again. You can't cut off the Arla. You have to do Atavus Dambris again. So the Gemara has the two opinions there in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Zayin, wherever it is there. What is the psul? What is the getter of the psul of the Nachri? Why is he psul? Is he psul because he's an Orel, or is he psul because he's not a Ben Bris? The Mai Nafkemina, so the Gemara has it, L'chap Amachalekis Amaroi, Nafkemina, whether a Jewish woman is kosher to serve as a Mohelas. So if it's because the Nochri is an Orel, so the Isha is not an Orel. Isha command the Mehila Dam, the Isha is not, a Jewish woman is not called an Orel. Isha command the Mehila Dam is not called an Orel. But if you say because you need a Ben Bris, that the Isha is not a Benbris. She didn't have a Milah done. She's not a Benbris. So that's a Machlokes HaMaharoim, and that's a Machlokes HaRishayim. Where the Isha is included in the same Psul as Akam. Akam is Pasal Lamol. Is an Isha Jewish woman, is she also Psul Lamol Anan? So in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Machlokes. So the Shach Paskin is like this in Shulchan Aruch. That Lechatchila you have to get a male Moel to perform the bris. And if it's the Yom HaShmini, there's no man who's able to do the bris milah, then we would rely on the Rishonim that a woman is k'shev alom. Whenever you can avoid it, you should try to avoid it. But whenever it's Yom HaShmini and it's an emergency, you don't have a man who can do the bris milah, we would permit a woman to do it. But Lechatchila we wouldn't permit a woman because it's a machlokes of Rishonim and a machlokes of Amoraim. Lechatchila we don't allow it. Here they made a big tzimmus in the newspapers that the New York Board of Rabbis, quite a few years ago, the New York Board of Rabbis just approved 15 women who mohalos, 15 women who know how to do bris milah. So that's Ushas Adcha cases. Ushas Adcha. If you can't get a male mohal, how can you not get a male mohal? They're mohalim all over the city. No. You don't go on top of that. If it's a shas hatchak, so we permit a woman to do it lachatchila, that's called shas hatchak k'dieved dami. Whatever is good b'dieved, so we permit it lachatchila b'shas hatchak. So if a woman would perform the bismillah shalai b'shas hatchak, the pashtus says we will not recommend to do atofes damis. No, b'dieved you leave it the way it is. The pashtus says that it can't be. I have a few rare cases in Shulchan Aruch that b'shas hatchak we allow something, but shalai b'shas hatchak even b'dieved we say it's no good. But the Pashto says that those are rare yotzim in aklad. That's not normal. If something is allowed b'shas atchak lachatchila, that's because shas atchak is k'dieved dami. Whatever is good b'dieved is good b'shas atchak lachatchila. So if the shach paskins we permit a woman to perform the bris milah b'shas atchak, means that if a woman performed the bris milah b'dieved, even though there was no shas atchak, he wouldn't recommend to do a hatofes damris. The Gemara discussed, doesn't say in Chumash that Tzipora performed the bris milah, but Tikach Tzipora it's about Tichres and Sarlos Beno. So the Gemara says maybe the word about Tichres does mean that she herself performed the bris. Maybe it means that she got a man to perform the bris. Maybe there was a Jewish man there in the hotel. The Jews were always in a business. So in Egypt, the Jews were in a hotel business. Shevet Levi was floating around. They weren't Tachas Hashiva. Other Shvatim were working their heads off. Shevet Levi was floating around. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is traveling back and forth from Shevet Levi. He didn't work. That's what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Shevet Levi never worked for a living. They're Kolo. Shevet Levi is the Kolo. They led a Kolo life. So Mitzrayim also, they were, so the Gemara says, Batichas and Sarlos Benon, she got a man to, well, where did she get a man? What's the Shevet Levi? They were floating around. So there was a Jewish man from Shevet Levi in the motel there. So he did the bris milah. That's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe Batichas doesn't mean to be taken literally by Tichres and Sarlos Benoah, maybe it means by Tachrech. She thought that a man who was there did the bris milah. So those are the two ways to read the pasuk. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say again? Lo rizek rizek, lo rizek rizek. From the same pasuk, Yom d'shnei anoshim elohu edim idarshan anoshim eloi k'tanim anoshim eloi noshim. So you pasul k'tanim, you pasul isha. So we want to know, how does an Evik 90 fit in here? You can't say Anoshim Prat Levik 90. Evik 90 does fit into Anoshim. That's what Tosfos says. Evik 90 should have been kosher. Based on the Pasuk Anoshim, Evik 90 should have been kosher. But that's what Tosfos has, the famous kasha. Yehei Evik kosher leinis. Tosfos says the kasha, why don't you darshan lo lo me'isha? Lo lo me'isha is mashva, the Evik 90 has all the dinim of an isha. So just like an isha is pasul leinis, so the Evik 90 is pasul leinis. Tosfos says, no, lo lo me'isha is to give the Evik more dinim. I would have thought the Eved is potter mikol ha-mitzvah, so Yidarshan lo lo me'isha, he has the dinim like an isha. But over here, the Eved fits into the pasuk Yom d'shnei ha-noshim. So the Eved really should be on a higher madrega than an isha. The Eved should be kosher leidus. So you can't say lo lo me'isha to pull down his status. That's what Tos Tain is. Lo lo me'isha is only to elevate his status. Chigamina lo lo me'isha ha'inu l'hachma alo Eved. Not l'hoka lo lo. L'asos l'lucha l'pochus ki Yisrael shebichai v'mitzvah sesen shaloi az magram. Mitzvah sloi sesen. But to pull him down to the level of the Isha, that's not. Yeah, is that true? What Tosfos says, that lo lam Isha, you only darshan lahachmar lo Eved. Over here, the Eved fits in, the Yomdash Ne'an Noshim, the Eved should be kosher leidus. You have to darshan a kal v'chaymer to pasul. You can't just say, lo lam Isha. Is that so, that lo lam Isha never comes never comes lahokal alo eved. The Gemara in the first perek in Chagiga says that Eviknani is potter from Aliyah Laregel. So the Gemara says, how do you know Adrasha from a pasuk? Shalosh Pashmashani Rokosh Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. Misha Ein Loi Odin Acher. The only ones who are chayav to do Aliyah Laregel are those who are free people who are not subject to any other Odin. So Lira says, Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. They should come visit the Shechinah in the Beis Hamikdash. Has another Odin. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what do you need that whole stand on your head against the drosha yeshla od nacher? Why don't you just say lola meisha? The women are not mechuyev. Why don't you say lola meisha? The Gemara says you're right. If you would only know through lola meisha, then if he would have been in a chatziyav or a chatz mecharin, he would have been mechuyev on the yola regla. Now that we have a special pasuk, the lyrics is pnei odin Hashem. So avdus is a poiter. So the Gemara answers why you need it. But the Gemara says lola meisha. Ay, but Taisa says lola meisha is only lahachma lo'evit. Not lahokal alo eved. So why does the Gemara say lo la meisha? So the answer is no, that's not what it means. The Gemara said lo la meisha. The Gemara is saying, how do you know which mitzvahs in eved is mechuyev? Let's go back to basics. How do you know which mitzvahs in eved is mechuyev? So we established, the whole thing we established in the first place is lo la meisha. And eved is only mechuyev in the same number of mitzvahs as in isha. More than that, you have no mocker. So that was the Gemara's question. Why do you need a drasha? Lyris is Pnei Ha'odin Hashem, Prat Levi Sheesh Lo Od Nacher. What do you need at Drasha? The whole mock in the first place to say that in Eved is Chayv Mitzvah says Lola Meisha. This is an excess of Lola Meisha. The women are not Mechiv and Ali Lareg. So Mehechatesa the Eved should be Mechiv. Why do you need a Paita? Why do you need a Drasha to Paten? You have no mock in the first. Mehechatesa that he should be Mechiv. The Ochiv is only based on Lola Meisha. Not the Gemara meant to say Lola Meisha should Paten him. No. There is no Sarachi Tzana to say that it should be Mechuyiv. Don't walk in the first place. That he's Mechuyiv in any mitzvah says Lola Meisha. So that was the Gemara's question. What do you need the Rasha of Ha'adan for? So the answer is no. Ha'adan tells you even a Chatziyev, it is also a Potter. That Avdus is a Potter. Yeah, but here the Gemara says, Yom Deshnei Ha'anoshim, no, an Eved fits in. An Eved is a man. On Deshnei Ha'anoshim is only Prat Lekotten. Anoshim Prat Lektanim, and Anoshim Prat Lenoshim. So Anoshim and Ktanim, Anoshim and Ktanim are postulators. Let an Eved Ktani be kosher. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Kal V'chaymer. Ma Adachisha is Ksheira Lova B'kol, but she's not B'chol HaMitzvahs, but the Eved is Postul Lova B'kol, is also Lova B'kol, he's certainly postulators, because he doesn't have all the mitzvahs. Maybe you'll say that the reason why Anisha is Ksula La'edis, is because she has no shaykhus with Mila. Maybe the psulaitis is linked up with Mila. So that's what the Gemara says. Lari izeh ki izeh. The two psulim that are learned out from the same pasuk, each one has a kula that you might have thought links up with the hechsheredis, and it can't be. The isha maybe has a weakness. Maybe we should attribute her psulaitis to the fact she has no shaykhus with the mitzvah Mila. But a cotton has a shaykhus with the mitzvah, it's still postulators. And maybe I should link up the psul of the cotton to Eidus because he has no mitzvahs at all. The Gemara says it's wrong, the Isha has mitzvahs, and she's still psul of Eidus. So you see that this, loiri, izeh ki izeh, the link that you tried to make between psul Eidus and something the cotton has, and the link that you made with the Isha, she's postulators maybe because she has no shaykhus with Mila, each one is a yachich on the other one. The Isha serves as a yachiyach on the cotton, even though the Ram Mitzvah is still pas ladies. And the cotton serves as a yachiyach, that even they do have a shachas with Mila, it's still pas ladies. So you see that neither of the above, neither the e shachas with Mila, nor the hafkof from all the mitzvahs, is what's gorim the psul ladies. The atzara shavishabem, what's the atzara shavishabem? That they don't have all the mitzvahs. The cotton has no mitzvahs at all, the Isha doesn't have all the mitzvahs. So they have it also. Doesn't have all the mitzvahs, so you should really learn out an Eved with a mamatzinu. But the Gemara says it's a mamatzinu with even icing on top of the cake. It's a kavuchayma. Usually a kavuchayma is always a mamatzinu with higher. So this is it. It's a mamatzinu with, and it's even better than a mamatzinu. That's the achrayim asked the kasha. Why do you need a midah of kavuchayma? Every kavuchayma is a mamatzinu. It starts a mamatzinu with the twist on top. So even without the twist, without the icing on top of the cake, it also would have been a good drasha. What's the drasha here? You learn out, V'yom d'shnei ha'anoshim, Anoshim prat, but noshim anoshim prat pektanim. And you can't say that the noshim are possible because they have no link to miba. The cotton has a link to miba, it's still possible. You can't say the psula of the cotton is because it has no shaykhs with mitzvahs, and isha has a shaykhs with mitzvahs, it's still possible. So you have to say, atzal shav shav em, so you don't have sheina mechola mitzvahs. No, the evidence is the same thing. Evidence is not mechola mitzvahs, it's mimeil, it's possible, it's based on a mamatzino. Yeah, but the Gemara even makes it even better. It's a mamatzino with the icing on top, because it's also love of the kol. He's also love of the kol. Loi rizek rizeh. The link that we tried to make has a yochir from the cut, not link it. Atzara shav shemem she'ena b'chola mitzvah subsulam lo. Afan obvious evet she'ena b'chola mitzvah subpasul lohoi. It's atzara shav. Atzara shav is a mamatzino. You don't even need the kavachem. Why start off it's a kavachem? Because also love it. Drag the Gemara, but you can make a pirchamal atzara shav shken ena nish. But they both learned that from the pasuk that says v'yom d'shneho anoshim. Anoshim prat lektanim, anoshim prat lenoshim, asheni kein evid. Evid does fit in. So how can you darshan the evid doesn't fit in with this mamatzin? Tam bev shuvish. So Gemara says, "Hello, you're right. That mamatzina doesn't work." And the tasting me gazla. What's tasting me gazla? What does the evid have to do with gazla? The gazla doesn't observe all the mitzvahs. A rosha does not only a gazla. We paskin. Machlek Zabai B'Rav, whether only a Gazlan, a Rosh of the Chumash is postulated, or even a Rosh of the Lav the Chumash. So we pass him like Abaye, that's one of the Al-Kikav. But a Mem, the Mum, Aruch HaNevelis, Lahachis, is also postulated. So Igmar calls him Gazlan, means a Rosh. Means a Rosh is Einam B'chol HaMitzvahs, he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs. So the Rosh doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, the Kotn is not Mechuyiv in any mitzvahs, and the Ish is only Mechuyiv in some mitzvahs. So they have Atzara Shavash HaBekulam. The Gazlan, see if you just concentrate on Vyond the Shneha Noshim, the cotton with the Isha, the Hatzara Shav Shemem Shein Mukhala Mitzvahs, not Mukhiv in all the mitzvahs. So you have a Pirche that both of them are excluded from Anoshim, Vyond the Shneha Noshim. And the Epic 90 is called Anoshim. But once you introduce Gazlan, so Gazlan is also called Anoshim, so he's an Ish. And he's also postulated, why? Because they ain't a mechola mitzvah. So now you're going to make a big tzara show. You can't learn from Gazlan alone. The Gemara says, "Latesi mi Gazlan." We learn from Gazlan that he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, and therefore he's postulated. So that Evik 9 is not mechuyvin on the mitzvahs, also postulated. The Gemara says, "What's the tushta? But he's a rush over there. He's postulated because he did an avera. What the Evik 9 didn't do any avera." It's a big tzara shove. What's a big tzara shove? Either you don't keep all the mitzvahs, so you're not mechuyev in any mitzvahs, you're not mechuyev in some mitzvahs. So a tzara shove is whoever is not b'chol ha-mitzvahs is posulatus. Afaniyov, evik nani, he's not b'chol ha-mitzvahs.
According to Rava, if you don't like Rava, so what's the dimin of the Gemara? Like Gazlan or all the Rashas, there's a pshad l'shaker. But here it's a psul in the Gavra, it's not. Maybe only
that was the Gemara's Mala Gaz came by some Garmalot. He's postulated because of a Chashash Meshaker. So, what does it have to do with the Evik 90?
Yes.
That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, the Gemara says, the taste of Migazlon and Mechad Mehanach. So, the Gemara wants, once you make a Tzara Shoveh, so the Gemara says it'll work. How can you make a Tzara Shoveh? That's the question. So the shabbat was that a gazlan is postulated because it's not observing all the mitzvahs. Why don't you say gazlan is not part of the tzara shabbat? How can you make a tzara shabbat? Gazlan is postulated as a separate din because he's choshev l'shaker. It's a pella. How does the Gemara make a tzara shabbat? Gazlan with isha, with cotton, all three together, they're not b'chol ha-mitzvahs. The gazlan doesn't absorb all the mitzvahs. The other two are not b'chol even all the mitzvahs. Gazlan is not part of the tzara shabbat. That's what you're asking. Murder is kash. Gazlan stands alone. Gazlan is possible because of Chashash Meshaker. So maybe you have to say, that's what you're saying, maybe you have to say the Gemara only goes according to Abaye, that we paskin not only is a Rosh of the Chumash postulated, even Rosh of the Lav the Chumash also postulated. We assume Aloha Lamai said that the Rosh of the Lav the Chumash, there is no Chashash Meshaker. That was a deal that the Rishonim had. Once we paskin like Abaye, that even a Rosh of the Lav the Chumash is also postulated, is it because the Chashash Meshaker even applies by Rosh at the Lav the Chumash? Or do you say no, that Rosh has two parts to it. A Rosh of the Chamas is Chashash Meshakim. Rosh of the Lav the Chamas is a Psul. Even though there's no Chashash Meshakim. So that's the accepted opinion. We accept a decision by an Aguna. The Gemara says we accept. We don't accept. We accept from Kroivim, we accept from Noshim. We accept Eidus by anybody. But we don't accept Eidus Isha from a Rosh a Gazlan Shal Torah. Because a Gazlan Shal Torah is Choshev B'Shakim. So the deal that the Achreinim all have is, what if he's not a Rosh of the Chamas? What if he's a Rosh of the Lav the Chamas? A very honest person, but he's a conservative or reformed Jew, just doesn't keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. Not that he compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Bam and a Machmas HaNoas HaGuf. He was never told that these are principles that he should observe. He doesn't observe anything. But he's a very honest person, very straight person, with integrity. So we paskin is pasul eidus in general, pasul eidus to serve as an aid. But what about by eidus isha, by aguna? So we make a lot of that because we assume that the rosha, the lab, the chamas, is not a chashad l'shaker. So maybe you're right, maybe the gemara over here that makes the tzad hashav, and maybe it's not aliba de rovin. Maybe you can only go aliba da bai the way we paskin. That even a rosha, the lab, the chamas is also included in the psul of rosha, so that's the making of tzad hashav. In Russia, the lab the chamas with isha with cotton, because you can't make you have a murderous time. How can you push in Russia the chamas? A gazlan should make a tzarishav from gazlan chad mihano. Gazlan is a different psul because of chashash meshakir. And vaharaya by edus isha by aguna, you would accept the testimony of a woman, you wouldn't accept the testimony of the Russia the chamas. See, they can't blend them in together. So maybe taki the gemara goes la halacha. The way we pass like Abai the Alkigam, that a Rosh the Lab the Chum is also Pasulatus. And that's not because of Chashash Meshaka, that's because it's Zaina Bechola Mitzvahs. And the Taysa Mi Gazlan, Mechad Mihanach. So again, what's the topic that we're working on over here? The Gemara has a Machlaikis Rebut in the Rabbanon, whether Ochiv means Ochiv the Mitzvahs, which includes Evik 90, or Ochiv means Mishiesh La Achvo. Whatever that means, to pshat men Rashi, mishesh la'achva, in the muta lovu b'kola, yesh lo yachas, so, ochiv excludes evik nai. So it's machlokes, so you're in the Rabbanon, by boishes. So freik de gemara, it should have ramifications regarding eidus. I should say, the Mishnah says, b'feirish and shvuas, that in evik nai is posel eidus. It should depend on the machlokes, so you're in the Rabbanon, coming to Rabbi, that evik nai should be posel, because by parsha of eidus, it says the word ochiv. Hini a checker, a checker on a beochiv. You're only kosher ladies about ochiv. So if you say an evik 90 is excluded from ochiv because they ain't lachva, so then it's good by the evik 90 is posel ladies. But according to the Rabbanan, evik 90 is included in ochiv, ochiv who be mitzvahs. So she come out evik 90 should be kosher ladies. Mar says, no, that's a drosha, a tzar ha-shove, with a mamatzino, with a, you make a kavachayim on top of the mamatzino. He's also love of the cover, basically a mamatzino from Gazlan Mechad Mehala. Gazlan with cotton, a Gazlan with Isha. So that everybody agrees. Then the Gemara is going to give a new drasha. Tosis says, Nakasha, there are other parshias in the Torah where the word Ochiv appears. How come we don't find, what does Tosis ask? From Einoah, from Ribis, the word Ochiv appears by Einoah and by Ribis. How come the Gemara doesn't raise an issue there? The Tosis Dichsiv. Gemara should ask the same question that they asked by Eidus. As she asked by Einoah v'Ribis, we never heard that an Evik 90 is not subject to the laws of Einoah v'Ribis. How come the Gemara doesn't say raise an issue? It should be told in the Machlokes Rabbeinu and the Rabbanan over here. So this is on the last line, and the Chassid gives a strange answer. That since we talk about Evik 90, ain't kinyan le'evid b'loy rabba, hotanish kin gel. He has no money. He has no money, there's nothing to discuss about Einoah v'Ribis. If the man has no money, there's nothing to talk about. First of all, what do you mean he has no money? Let's say a guy is a multimillionaire, he has money in the bank, then he decides to sell himself. He likes the Jewish people. He wants to be an Evik 90 by a Jew. Zebel predosim shal Yitzchak v'loi kaspa zavu shal avi melech. They're all running to become avodim, 90 to the Jewish people. So all the money, all your millions of dollars that he has in the bank don't belong to him anymore. There is no such thing. Kol mashikon ever kind of means whatever money he acquires while he's in the state of an eved, he makes a kinyan. He picks up a dovish al hefka that's $1 million bill that goes to the yodom. He doesn't kinyan; it goes straight to the yodom. But the $1 million that he had in the bank before he became an eved, that's his money. It remains his. So why did I say the Eved Hotnish can go? And can you live about rabbis mikan v'yelach? If he becomes an Eved, aver pan Eved. So now whatever kinyanim he'll acquire will not belong to him.
The ribbis that he's going to make on the old money now is going to go to the Rav.
Okay, so we'll just discuss, is there a prohibition of ribbis or not? So why not discuss a topic? Is there a prohibition of ribbis? So the ribbis will go to the Yodan, whatever. He'll borrow a ribbis, he'll lend a ribbis. But he has money, he can borrow, he can lend.
That's ribbis to a Jew, no?
That's the shayla. It says in the parasha Achicha. Why? Let's say Oinor. The Evik 90 is going to sell and he's going to cheat someone, or someone's going to cheat him. He has property. He has property from before. He owns an automobile. Before he was a wealthy man, he owned real estate. Now he's going to sell the real estate. So why can't you discuss the topic of Oinor with respect to the Evik? The Evik has property. He has money to lend. No, but if it says achicha, achicha prat l'nishen lo achos, I should say he's worse than women. Women are subject to the rules and regulations of ribbis einor. But since it says achicha, according to Rabbi Yudin, the way we pass in the zochah b'mitzvah, there's no problem. But according to Rabbi Yudin, Tosfos says, why did Gemara raise the issue according to Rabbi Yudin? Since it says achicha on parshas ribbis and parshas einor, so Rabbi Yudin should say that avadim are not subject to the laws of ribbis and einor. Tosfos gives an answer, hotnish can gel. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk. What? What yedel? I don't know.
Also, Rabbi, can be maknam nashem or avar shos.
Also, can also be maknam nashem. There are cases, but the Eved, you can't conjure up cases, but the Eved is going to have money. The answer that Tosfos gives doesn't really satisfy all the cases. It's explaining why the Gemara never picked on that parsha. I don't know. So what do we have now? The Gemara had a whole amamatzino. Amamatzino. What's the amamatzino? Mi gazlan mechad mehanach. The amamatzino is whoever is eino b'chol ha-mitzvahs. The gazlan doesn't observe all the mitzvahs, and the katan and the isha are not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. So, funny amamatzino. There are objections raised against that amamatzino. He raised an objection. The gazlan, you got to blend in the gazlan. The gazlan is possible because of a chashash meshaker. But we saved it a little bit. Maybe what we pass on like Abaye, that even in Russia, the love the chomas. It's also possible. He said maybe that gazlan was blended in, but it's still strange. Gazlan doesn't observe all the mitzvahs, and the Eved and the Isha are not mechuyev, and the Kotan and the Isha are not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. So it's not the same. What are you blending in together? Kasha mitmana doesn't blend in over here. Mixing in together two different things. He doesn't observe all the mitzvahs, and the other two are not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. So that's why the other Amaroim, Mar Breider Adino Amar, based on a different pasuk. I got a different pasuk to prove that in Eved 9 is postulated. What is this pasuk? It says, Nimsal v'sal banim, banim, nimsal lovs. Ish b'cheta yimasim. So the pshuto shal mikra means you can't punish the parents for the sins of the children. You can't punish the children for the sins of the parents. And that's quoted in Navi. Where is this pasuk in Navi? I forgot where. In Shmuel. Doesn't it say that they observe the din of the Yimsov Salpan? The Chidush Aran in Sanhedrin points it out. That the Pshuto Shal Mikra certainly refers to not punishing children for the sins of parents, because in the Pasuk in Navi, it says Mufurish like that, that they fulfilled the din of Chumash. They violated the din of Chumash.
That the Yosh punished people that killed his parents, but not their children. Not their children.
To fulfill the din of the Chumash, the Yimsov Salpan. So that's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. Then in addition to the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shabbat. Limsav is Be'edus Banim, Banim Limsav Be'edus Avos. This is how we establish who's Pasul Eidus. That brothers are Pasul, and first cousins are Pasul. Avos are the two brothers, and Banim are the two cousins. And everybody in that picture is Pasul. The father with the son, the two brothers, the uncle with the nephew, and the two cousins. That's still Rishon B'Rishon, Sheni B'Sheni. That's as far as it goes. That's it. The Yimsov is Albanim, the Banim means Albanim. So the Gemara is picking on the Drosha. The Pshuto Shal Mikra means you don't punish the parents for the sins of the children, you don't punish the children for the sins of the parents. The Drosha, as Chazali goes on, Kroyim Apostle Eidus, so the Gemara says, the Yimsov is Albanim, a third level of interpretation. The Yimsov Alpi Ovishen Lehem Chayis, Banim. The Yimsov Bo yumsa, no one should get an Einish Misa of his albanim. He can only give Einish Misa if the Edom have a kesher, if they have a yachas of his albanim. But if the Edom don't have a yachas of his albanim, it's a funny way of reading. According to the drashi, yumsa of his albanim. You don't give an Einish Misa to the two in the first generation, the father and his brother, based on the edus of the son and the nephew. So that's how you know the Rishon, Rishon and the Sheni Rishon. According to this drasha, you're pausing after the Yumsu. The Yumsu kama Ovis Albani. The Yumsu alpi Ovis Shein Lahem Chayis Bani. These are Kedai Tachkid Yamin, and if you're going to think the way we darshan, that Kerovim Apsulam Vahidus, what's Kid Yamin? Kid Yamin means as the Torah Shabbat Ped Darshan, the Yumsu Ovis Be'edus Banim, the Yumsu Ovis Be'edus Banim. If that's the only drasha that you're making on the pasuk, Dichter Rachman Alim Sovis Al Bnehem, the two fathers can't get, the father and his brother can't get an Einish Misa from the son and the nephew. So I should say Al Bnehem. How come it says Nim Sovis Al Banim? And what does it say Al Bnehem? Shema Mina for an additional drasha. Lo Yumso Al Piyavish Ein Lahem Banim. Al Piyavish Ein Lahem Chayiz Banim. Why don't they have Chayiz Banim? And Epiknani. Epiknani ain't lo yachas, he has no Chayiz Banim. If you're darshaning that half of the pasuk like that, so you should darshan the other half also like that. Ubanim loyimsu al ovis, how do you darshan? You can't give it a death penalty unless the Edom have a yichas to their fathers. Achanami, you're going to darshan loyimsu al pibanim she'enam Chayiz ovis? So you should come at elamiyata, a ger, achanami, the pasuk latest, a ger shenis gaya. Kekot and Shano, the dummy says, not related to anybody. So he's banim b'li chayis avos. You're going to say that a ger is pas leidus. There is no such thing. Of course a ger is kosher leidus. A ger comes in, he wants to be an eid. Of course he's kosher leidus. And the ger hachanami, the pas leidus, there is no such thing. And for the Gemara, no, Amri, there's a difference. Hachi hashta, what's a tzushto? Ger, nehi dem lachayis lamayla olamata, yesh lachayis. Lapuki evi dem lachayis lamayla olamata. And Ebekani doesn't have any yichas at all. Not the earlier generation, not the later. The Eger doesn't have a yichus to the earlier generations. He cut in Shanava dummy, that's one. But he has yichus to the later generations, going to have children. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Eger, ein lo yachas. What do you mean, ein lo yachas? Because cut in Shanava dummy. Rashi writes a very funny pshat here. Eger, ein lo yachas, dechsib zim asusim zim asam. Why? Eger, ein lo yachas is because cut in Shanava dummy. Rashi had a different gear than the Gemara. The ger ain lo yachas dirsi b'zim asusim zir masa. What's that, a pasuk in Yechesko? Af agav dirsi b'lodon ben b'lodon. Aye, there's another pasuk. The Gemara says that by Nochem there is. The Gemara says that there's a Yerusha by Nochem. Ger Yerusha, akum Yerusha salvi b'dvar Torah. The Gemara says when a non-Jew dies, the money goes b'Yerusha to the children. Akum Yerush and Sovid Vatas. How do you know that by Akum there's Yachas? By Akum there's Yachas, by Yisod there's Yachas, by Ebed ain't lo Yachas. But Akum has Yachas. We mentioned the other day. Gershon is guy, Vahala, Banim Ben Ocher Yusuf, and this guy says, Yerzipir, Rivi with the children they had Ben Ocher Yusuf. Because there is Yachas. But in Ebed Knainish, in the Shtachrer, Hoyla Banim Yosef, Ebed, in the Shtachrer Abanim, then he's not Yerzipir, Rivi with the children, because Ebed ain't lo Yachas. But a Nochri, has yachas. How do you know the Gemara is? How do you know that a nochri has yachas? Maybe you only need the pasuk to say I'm a doim al hamor to teach the eved ein lo yachas because the eved should be the eved has a kedushas yisrael. So that's why you should have yachas. All Jews have yachas. So I need a pasuk to say despite the fact that the eved is chayv mitzvus keisha has no yachas because shvulachem poim al hamor I'm a doim al hamor. But an akum maybe in the first place there's no yachas. And Akum is around. Maybe there's no Yachas. The Gemara says no. The Gemara quotes the pasuk Belodon ben Belodon. Where's that pasuk in Malachim or something? Or in Divrei Yom? I forgot already where it is. The Avraham got to say Belodon ben Belodon. Belodon the second was the son of Belodon the first. Okay. Ben Vanderbilt, whatever name is the second. Theodore Vanderbilt the second was the son of Theodore Vanderbilt the first. So here it says Beladon ben Beladon. So you see that there is Yachas. The Rashi says, "Yeah, how did Mila be Giusim? Abu Nuzgar Rabbanu Lanasi Asar Halaisan Per Galboy Vinter." Yeah, that's because cut and shenala dami. So it's not because of zima susim zima. Rashi has the murder is kasha. The kasha that Rashi has, the kevinari works on there in Yimamas. The one gemara says Akum has no yachas. Akum is not misyachas acher raviv because it says zima susim zima. When the nochem shoot off shichva zera, it's like a behemoth shooting off. The behemoth is not misyachas after his father. Genetically, he is. When you're working on genetics, it does play a role. But al pi halacha, it doesn't play a role. There's no yachas. So the Gemara comments on that pasuk. There's no yachas by nochrim. And then the other pasuk says, "Belod and ben belod." There is yachas by nochrim.
According to what we said yesterday, it's not a problem. There's share baser, but there's no. But there's no share baser, but there's mishpacha.
That could be the teretz. That could be a teretz. We usually the Kerenari asked the Kasha. So I think the Kerenari gives that teretz. And Yibam is right. But Rashi asked the Kasha, he doesn't really give it teretz. Rashi says the Ger is Ein lo yachas lemadu because Katan Shanala dami. But his Ger in the Gemara was different. Ger was Ger and lo yachas chasiva zima susim zimasam. Zima susim zimasam means that there's no yachas among the Nachim at all. And that's a contradiction to the other Gemara with the other pasuk Belodin ben Belodin. So Rashi never asked that Kasha. Rashi never answered the Kasha. He asks the murderous kasha, he does not answer it. The Kerenari asks the kasha, and he gives that teretz. That teretz is, the teretz that he's suggesting is that there are two chalashemas of kurva. There's a chalashem of shebasa, and there's a chalashem of mishpacha. So maybe by nochrim, the Gemara says the nochrim is not misyaches achar aviv. Achar imo he is misyaches. Achar aviv not. So maybe the Gemara means to say, by the nochrim, they only have the kurva of sher basa, but they don't have the kurva of mishpacha. You only have the kurva of sher basa. See, by us we usually say fakir. Sher basa is more inclusive than mishpacha. Mishpacha is only restricted in mishpacha sab. Sher basa is both mishpacha sab and mishpacha sein. All inclusive. One circle is bigger than the other. One circle is included within the other circle. Mishpacha is only mishpacha sab kri mishpacha. And Shebasa includes Mishpacha Zav and Mishpacha Zayin, bigger. Here, he wants to suggest, I think that's what the Kerenari says, the two Chalashemis of Kurva, so the Pasuk that says, Zir Masusim, Zir Masam, that the Nochi is not Mishachas yet, because the father means they don't have Chalashem Mishpacha. And the other Pasuk that says, Beladon Ben Beladon, that they have a Chalashem Kurva of Shebasa. Shebasa they can have, and Mishpacha they can have. So it's a Pesfakir from Bai Yisrael. But he thought it's the reverse. Whenever you have mishpacha, you certainly have shebas, and shebas is more inclusive. Here the Gemara says he only has mishpacha same, doesn't have mishpacha same. So we're saying he doesn't have mishpacha, he only has shebas. He doesn't have mishpacha, he only has shebas. He's related to the father also. Beladon ben Beladon was the father. He's related to the father only with a chalashim kurva of shebas. Not with a chalashem kurva of mishpacha. It's questionable teretz. It's a possibility. But it's a funny. Rashi had it. It sounds like he had a girsa in the Gemara. And the girsa doesn't make sense. Rashi comes. The last line of Rashi is the punchline. The ger ain lo yachas lemaila. It's not because of zim asusim zim asim. It's because kakut and shenana dami. That's why. Ain lo yachas lemaila velamata yesh lo yachas. It's not because of zim asusim. Zim asusim is a problem. Zim asusim contradicts the other pasuk. Of Beladon ben Beladon. So Rashi asks the Kasha, doesn't give a teretz on the Kasha. He just says Pshat and Agmar is not based on Zimra Susim Osim. It's based on Kot and Shenala Dami. So the Gemara comes out, and Evid Kanaini is Pasul Eidus, either one Drosha or another Drosha, but it's not totally in Rebbe Yudin the Rabban. Even if you all like the Rabbanim, that Evid Kanaini is Zochi Bubi Mitzvahs. And he should not be excluded from Eidus based on the Pasuk of Achicha. He's excluded from Eidus based on a different drasha. We have a different market to say his Pasuk.
The fact that a Ger is limited in certain times being in a Dayan.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be
Sirara.
Or that wouldn't be a Psul in the Mishnah of Kol Eino Kasha. Meaning in certain cases, he should be Pasuk to Eidus the Ger because it's Eino Kasha Lodin.
No, there is no such rule. In Am Haaretz, he's Pasuk to Eidus, but he's Pasuk Lodin. The Mishnah says, Yesha kasha lahoy, veina kasha lodin. But whoever's pasul eidus is automatically pasul adayonis. But there is no rule, whoever's pasul adayonis is pasul eidus. No, that you have it on Amoritz. Amoritz is kosher lahoid and it's kosher lahoid. You have to know the din. Okay. The rest of the bottom, the Gemara just works out the drasha. But the bottom line, the Gemara comes to the conclusion again, just to review. Even if you'll assume, like the Rabbanon, that Ochiv includes Evet Kanani, because it's Ochiv B'mitzvahs, you can't say it's going to be a Machlag Zabir in the Rabbanon whether Evet Kanani is kosher ladies. It's a Mishnah Shavuos, Evet Kanani is posel ladies. So you have to have some drasha or another. So one, the first Amara gave one drasha, the second Amara gave another drasha. Both have this questionable drashas. Okay. But bottom line, that's the maskan. Evet Kanani is kosher ladies. Okay. Tomorrow is a normal day. We'll try.